this is how people should be talking. It's like, you know, it's weird. People don't even talk like this, man. You know what I mean?
People don't they be too stiff. They be too caught up in what people think. You know, we don't care what some motherfucker think.
You're like,
thousands of motherfuckers be listening to us every time we talk.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
He ain't trying to hide nothing.
Yeah, no, it's like, well, hey, Josh, how are you? Oh, I'm fine, Trevor. Well, guess what? Becky was going to show me her breasts. Oh, why would you want to see her breasts? That's what's good. I mean, that's how they talk to each other again. I don't fucking know. Anyway. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody, the D&W motherfucking show. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Much love to everybody. Guys, if you want to call in, go ahead, 515-605-9373. And, guys, if you have a question, put a Q in there. We got you. Everybody in there, Nook Talk Buck, Doggy to all our motherfucking chat room dogs. I got the motherfucking man, the myth, the legend. Tell them about yourself, man.
Man, I was going to start talking hella shit. Man, y'all know me. I'm just coming from the hills. I'm one of them doggone cowboys. I dare you to draw on me. That's Bud.
No, that's real, man. That's what we're talking about. So, what we want to talk about today, guys, is really important. I think it's a very, very great show that we're going to be talking about. So, guys, we ask that y'all get y'all notebooks out and kind of write down this information, because what we're going to be talking about is something that a lot of men lose sight of at the end of the day, and that's time. And why you allow women to waste your time. And, Bud, you came up with the idea. We talked about it because I want you to rehash what happened with old girl, but when Bud comes back.
I don't know where I'm at right here.
Okay, yeah, but guys, we're gonna be chopping it up, man. Shout out to everybody in the chat room, man. But Bud, I mean, we were talking about it earlier today, man, about women wasting your time, man. And I really feel like a lot of guys out there don't have enough value and self-worth. But number two, women love men that force women to be worth time versus wasting time. But what say you on that, Bud? What you got on that, man?
That was a bomb last sentence, man, because, see, the thing about, you know, me, I don't be wanting to waste no time. And it, first, you know, things happen in different progressions.
Yes.
Otherwise, you speak, woo-woo, yeah. You get to talking, woo-woo, shit's going good,
yeah.
Woo-woo, but then here's something said that you don't like. So a lot of dudes just pass that up.
Yes.
You know, you just take it. Last night, I did that. And, you know, we kept talking. It wasn't no big deal. It just was some shit she said about, you know, women and how they way more responsible. And just some shit. But anyway, I didn't, you know, say nothing. And it progressed on for a couple of hours.
Yes.
Then we get to the crib. And baby, you know, start telling me about my plants. And then she started telling me how to water them. You know, man, I had to stop her right there. Look, you just visiting. You don't live and you don't know what my routine is. Oh, your plants are dry, blah, blah, blah. All right. I let that go. So we get in the room. Then, so, you know, I get in the bed. And baby is kind of standing by the window. I say, get on in the bed, girl. Do you know this bitch took her little jacket off and got in the bed with her fucking clothes on? I said, hey, look, you can't get in the bed with your clothes on. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, yeah.
And the bitch said, well, I just don't feel comfortable enough to take my class. I said, get your ass up out of here and go sleep on the couch. I wasn't taking no more, man.
You know,
I wasn't ready to hit that thing, man. This baby talking that stupid shit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Dang, now listen, man. The night is over.
Yes.
Because I'm in the bed, the bitch up here.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot the bitch was in the house. I get the fuck up to go get some water or some shit about, I don't know, about 10 o'clock this morning. Dude, I see that bitch. I almost hit that bitch with a stick. him asleep. But then, all's well that ends well. Because while I was waiting to come on the show, I got two texts from her. That bitch like me, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She said, you know, because, you know, I'm talking about the pussy and shit. And so she said, I really see it ain't about the pussy with you. I say, I thought you knew. My dick can be hard and I can be feeling sticking in your motherfucking mouth and you say something wrong.
You getting out. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. You get out. So, you know, she said, you really ain't about the pussy.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
She liked that, man.
Yeah.
You don't come forward on me, D.
Yeah, no, I've had several times, man. I always had a rule at my crib. It was, you know, when you come over, your body's submitting. I let them know, look, if you come over here, this is not for you to hang out and talk about other dudes and all that other shit. When you come over, you forfeiting that motherfucking ass and don't even think about coming over. I'm not that motherfucker. And again,
dang, that bitch actually said, well, can't we just talk and be friends? I said, you motherfucker, hell no, we can't. I look like being a friend of yours.
How's that work?
She said, why? I said, I don't want to be no motherfucking friend of yours. If you fucking with me, I'm getting that pussy.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah.
That just asked me to be her friend, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and I seen them big round glasses on my face, them big black square nerd glasses on my face. I say, that bitch must think I'm Bullwinkle or something.
Yeah, Bullwinkle. Hold on, we got a call. We got a call, man. Hold on a second, Bullwinkle. Let me bring in the call real quick. Area code 718, brother. What's your question, man? What's up, man? How can we help you?
Hey guys, how you doing, man? How y'all legends is doing, man?
Good. How are you, brother? Mm-hmm. How can we help you, man?
Yeah.
How can we help you, brother? What's up?
I'm glad that you're talking about this topic because, you know, ever since I was listening to you, I started learning how to realize when a woman is wasting your time. So first thing I would like to say is, How did I learn this? First off, you told you and a bunch of other guys, which is Mr. Locardi and the rest of them, was talking about being direct. And when I started being direct, hello, you there?
Yeah, we're listening. Go ahead. You're good.
Yeah. When I started being direct with the females, knowing what I want, that prevent me from wasting my time. And even though you being direct and a female was not down with you being direct, is a blessing because you actually freeing up your time. Now, if you continue to chase the chick and then the female is playing around and rejecting you, flaking on you, then you're wasting your time. But at the same time, one question before I go. I would like to know, well, you know, knowing me, I don't have friends who know how to get women. But at the same time, that's why I'm actually in the membership, and on top of that too, I'm actually going out there. So what's your advice? Do you have a better advice for me, you guys, or what?
Oh, wait, advice for what? I don't understand the question. Advice for what?
No, advice into getting women. You know, I'm still actually
okay,
in the
but,
game.
Okay, but okay, the best advice, okay. Okay, the problem is you're making it about getting women. I'd rather you get yourself. What y'all guys don't understand. Okay, and I kind of talked about this with a client today, have you ever seen that Peyton Manning commercial of Peytonville where he's sitting there and he has a whole little town called Peytonville and every little shop has its own little characteristic? Have you ever seen that commercial, caller?
I'm going to be real, no.
Okay, you haven't seen it. Okay. What I'm saying is that this is where you go wrong, all you guys go wrong. You got to stop making this shit about getting women. You got to make this shit about getting yourself. And what I mean by getting yourself is that you don't get yourself because you are an infinite source of information. You haven't even scratched the surface of yourself yet to even understand how deep I'm going with this. What I'm saying is it's never about women. It's never about getting women. It's all about me and how I dictate my life, how I gobble up planets in my universe, how I grow and expand my world. It's not about women. So as soon as you make it about women, you've already lost because you're saying I'm not good enough. Bud, what say you on that, man?
Man, see, this bro talking about direct approach and all that stuff, and he's been feeling better because he's been using direct approach. But you may see it as that, but in reality, you just telling her what the fuck you want way quicker than you were before.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is what Dean is saying, he don't have to think about a direct approach. Who in the fuck want to be thinking about some shit like that when you've been to talk to a bitch?
Yeah.
But you and guys like you have to think about that stuff. And that's what tear down your fucking confidence, because you're thinking the wrong shit. You ain't supposed to be thinking about, man, I'm going to use direct approach. You ain't supposed to think about this. You're supposed to be automatic. You're supposed to have learned what Dean told you, and you're supposed to have implemented it in your ways, and this broad or that broad, whoever she is. You don't think what to do is natural. That's what we want.
Natural.
We want it to be natural. We don't want you to have to think about what to do.
Just do it. Yeah,
hello?
Yes, what's up, caller?
No, but at the same time, you know, I always make it about myself. I mean, you always said that,
but
also.
But listen to me. Listen. Listen. Either you're either all the time or not. And if you're sometimes, you're not. And what you just said shows you're not making it about you, because your question had getting women in it.
Getting women.
Right.
You know,
you see what I'm saying?
That's how these dudes lie to themselves, Dean.
Yeah.
You know, sit there and want to think about stuff. Oh, yeah, I always, you know, fuck that. You don't do shit because you didn't do it just now. When you came on here, it's about everything but you.
Right. So what is getting, explain to me, what is getting women?
No, I'm talking about attracting.
Well, then that's the problem. Okay. All right, listen to me. Listen. You know, I talked about this. You know what attracts me or attracts women to me? Is that I don't give a fuck about them. That's what attracts them to me. You know what makes me a mystery to women? Because I make it about me. And they can't understand why I make it about me and not them. That's where y'all getting it wrong. It's like you're looking for shit. Y'all are looking for it. I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to be attracted to me. I want her to be addicted to me. And the only way she's going to do that is coming to my Kim Lam and start smoking me. But I'm not trying to get – listen, what I say is this. I don't go for sex. I'm sexually attracted to you, but being sexually attracted to you is totally different than just wanting to fuck. Your body caught my curiosity. But I'm about attention, time, respect, then the dick. But see, y'all do it backwards. All y'all want to do is fuck, and there's nothing in the cupboard behind the dick. That's why they don't want to fuck with y'all, because you're trying to get them to be – you're trying to force attraction. You're trying to beg. You're trying to prove. And I don't do that shit, nor does Bud. But women are drawn to us because we are authentic, clear, concise, and transparent.
Dean, let me say this.
Yes.
But.
What truly draws a woman to you is how easily she can see that you being yourself.
All the time, yes.
So you, no matter what,
yes,
you being yourself. And that is the most attractive thing about a motherfucker.
Oh,
the
yes.
bitch can tell you real.
Oh,
she
yeah.
can tell you ain't faking. She can tell you ain't trying to live off of how many possessions you got. She can tell
yes.
that when you start talking to her, you talking to her like it's the first woman you ever had, and she gonna be feeling like you the baddest motherfucker because of the way she see you.
Right, but see, you're okay. Look, it's gonna sound weird, but don't try to build attraction with the woman. Build attraction with yourself. Y'all don't it sounds weird, but the more you make it about you, the more the drawing is, because they don't understand. Listen, what throws a woman off is an honest motherfucker. That's the throw off. Women are so used to living a fake life that they're used to fake men.
But listen to what I'm saying. Like, I don't make it about them. If really what I was trying to say.
Hold on, listen. All right, listen. Before you say what you're trying to say, I'm going to show you where you're going wrong. Have you ever heard me or Rosebud or Rosebud 9, King's English, make a statement and then have to go back and explain the statement that we've made? Because we stand on our statements. This is your problem. You're saying something now. You want to say, I didn't mean that. I meant this. And if we can spot that, women can spot that, which is a domino effect of someone who doesn't even know himself. Because you got to backtrack and explain what you said. You said, I'm looking for a woman. You said, I'm looking for getting her attracted to me. That's what you said. So go ahead and back up and tell us what you really meant then.
No, wait. Before you do that, let me ask you a question. The word attraction just come up a lot. What the fuck is attractive? How do you become attractive? Since you're not right now.
Well, by being honest with yourself, by not switching up who you are, and by having game, it can go so many things to it, by also being yourself, being 100% yourself. So that's what makes you more attractive.
Stop. Let's say you're answering correctly. Why do you have to try to be attractive? Why can't you just do those things you were saying and be attractive? Why do you have to make your mind think, I got to try to be attractive? When you make that kind of decision in your mind, you ain't gonna ever be attractive because you're doubting whether you are.
And women,
you want to show how your attraction works.
Yes.
You don't want to wonder if you fucking attractive. You want to dress nicely, be neatly shaven and all that shit. And when you talk, properly speak, using words that go explain exactly what the fuck you're saying. So when the bitch have a question, and it's kind of a challenging question, you don't back up to my, well, I didn't mean that like that. You know, I mean, no, we don't do that.
Never do that.
As us, we damn near say verbatim what we said.
We don't change. So what is it that you want to change?
But Will, okay, y'all legends. So obviously, you know,
men.
Hey, bro,
we're men.
Bro, you looking at stuff so you can be scared. We are not real legends because we're still living.
Right.
A legend is gone and his shit is here after he's gone.
Yes.
I understand and respect what you're saying, but we regular motherfuckers, so we just ain't like y'all.
Yes.
We regular dudes. We ain't nothing special. We get turned down.
Exactly.
You know, all that goddamn shit, man.
Yeah. Women say no to
William. Steve Williams.
Who
this is you.
Who is William?
I meant to say Steve. Like, I thought your name was Steve Williams, excuse me. But Steve, listen to this, right? What I was trying to say. Hello, y'all there? Y'all still there?
Please, man, go ahead and say what you're going to say, brother. We're listening. What you about to say? Go ahead.
You also mentioned work on yourself. But at the same time, I always work on myself. Like, no matter what. Like, at the same time, yes, I have muscles. Listen, yes, I have muscles. Yes, I have abs and all that other stuff. Yes, I dress nice. Yes, I smell good. But at the same time, that's still not enough to...
Brother, when did
you want to know why that ain't enough? Because I ain't got nail abs. I ain't got nail muscle. I got a cut. I got old. All that shit you talking about is surface bullshit,
You're not a part of my... You believe
that goddamn shit you talking, and you fucked up
I was saying that's not enough. That means nothing. I was saying that means nothing.
You stop right there. Stop. Stop.
Bro,
stop.
Bro,
caller.
stop. He's explaining shit.
Why? Okay, let me ask you a question. Why do you think you telling me what the fuck you got has any substance in what the fuck you saying? Why? Why? I don't give a fuck about your abs and all that shit. So why the fuck are you telling me about that shit?
I think he was trying to emphasize that he take care of himself.
I don't give a fuck if you take care of yourself. You're not taking care
saying,
of what you really need to take care of.
For example, I was saying that for example.
That is not
like, You're saying work on yourself, but that means nothing to a woman. What I was saying is what matters is you ask me a question. What makes you attractive to women?
Let me pause. Oh, wait, let me stop. Let me pause you because you got to shut the fuck up and listen. You got to shut the fuck up and listen, man. You got to please shut the fuck up and listen.
Because we can put you in the dust chair, motherfucker. Because
I never ever said lift the weight, motherfucker. I never said put on clothing. I never said any of that shit. I've never said that in 30 fucking years of doing this shit. I've never said that's how you work on yourself. So you are not a student of mine. Because if you were a student of mine, you wouldn't be saying that stupid ass shit. You talking about work on yourself. You've already lost. Hold on, bud. You've already lost because you ain't working on the self that I do on. Not over here. It's called the man mindset, motherfucker. It's not called the body workout mindset, the clothes mindset, the shoes mindset. This is why women don't want to fuck with y'all. Because you ain't even standing on shit. Now, I'm going to let you say the fuck you want to say, but, man, you got to come up with no bitch-ass shit, dog, because I don't talk about no clothes and shit, nigga. So what the fuck are you talking about?
No, and the question that Bud was asking before he said what he said was that what makes me attractive? I was like, yo, you got to have game. You got to...
No. Is not what makes you attractive.
Jesus Christ.
Your fucking ass.
Have game, man. No,
that
I'm talking about when you have game. No, that means nothing because I've seen.
All right, let me
make
it.
Hey, bro, can you shut up?
I'm muted.
Because what you did not say and what you have not said in this whole conversation is work on your mind. Work on your mentality. That where your attraction is going to come. Not your fucking ass and whatever the fuck you was talking about.
And you,
your ass can't speak for you. Your car can't speak for you. Them motherfuckers didn't make themselves. You made them. You made your ass come out. You made your ass come out. Not the ass came out because they wanted to be on your body.
And you're not working on yourself because you already said you're trying to get, how do I get women? So how the fuck are you working on yourself when you making everything about everything outside of yourself, 718? I'll be up again. Answer the question, brother. How are you making it about yourself if you're making it about everything outside of yourself, man?
That's actually true.
Well, you goddamn right it's true. So can you answer the question?
I mean, listen, I'm not disagreeing with what y'all saying. I'm agreeing with y'all saying. But I guess what you're saying is the best thing to do is to invest in the man's mindset. That's what you're basically saying. So that's what I'm going
to
do, I guess.
No, wait, hold on. 347, I'll bring you in. No, brother, listen to me. What you got to do before you do anything is you got to be honest with yourself, and you're not doing that. And it's not just investing in the man mindset or going to Sidewalk University. You got to be built for this shit, man. This shit that we teach is bar none different from what we teach than what they showing y'all motherfuckers out there. You ain't ready to work on your mind because no one's ever challenged you on a mental level to start seeing things inside of yourself so you believe in yourself and stop worrying about what these fucking women think. And that takes a motherfucker that's willing to push aside his ego, willing to push aside his self-importance and become a student of the game by shutting the fuck up and learning. I don't know if you got that in you, man.
Dang, that was a fucking dope.
I would have to get in a man's mindset to understand that.
You won't shut your motherfucking mouth. How you have it in you? You fucking lying ass motherfucker. I've been and hung up on you.
All right, well, we got another call.
You ain't real about nothing you saying. You just talking. And a bitch can tell that.
All right, well, thank you, 718. We appreciate you. 347, we'll bring you in 1 second. Guys, y'all calling. We got y'all covered, but we try to answer y'all questions. Let me get to this question real quick, bud, before we take 347's call. Mr. Hall, whoever called, asked a question. Guy Hall, you have the number 515-605-9373 is the number to call in. All right, here, this is what we're talking about right here. This is why I held this, because this is why y'all lose. Let me read this shit. I can't make this up. You ready, guys? I fucked a girl and I dumped her. I met her in the city a month later. She told me she fucked someone else, and I'd take her back in my rotation.
Well, unless you thought she was a virgin when you fucked her, motherfucker. I'm sure she had fucked someone else before you fucked her. But why would you even think about going backwards like that, man?
Nah, let me. I'm reading this with man eyes. You lucked up and got some pussy. She dumped you. A month later, you ran into her, you're begging her back, and you want to know how you can get back on her rotation. That's what I'm reading. Because
she say, you can't because I'm dealing with someone now.
yeah, man. Y'all got it. Man, look, man, this is what I don't understand what y'all meant, motherfucking men. Why do y'all think to what...
I mean, why the fuck do he care what the bitch did if he dumped her?
That's the whole point. That's what I understand.
He didn't dump the bitch, and he's still wondering about the bitch. Come on, man. I'm like this, brother. If I dump you, and I see you again, and your motherfucking ass is acting different, I'm liable to fuck with you again because I know how to have your ass back at an arm distance.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, especially a lot of dudes, they don't need to go back. Because when they go back, their whole life go back. They don't say, well, I'm going to give this bitch another chance because I'm different now, blah, blah, blah. No, you go back kissing her ass even more.
All right, let me bring in this call right here, 347 hung up. Let me bring 575 in. 575, what's your question, sir? What's up?
All right, my question is... I have a female, and I'm trying to bring another female in, and I'm always, you know, I'm a real motherfucker. I'm always trying to be honest with these other females, but that's been stopping me from getting the females because, you know.
How old are you,
just
man?
Just because I have a girl.
How old are you, man? How old are you?
I'm 35.
Let me ask your 35-year-old ass a question. If you want another fucking woman in your relationship, why can't you nut the fuck up and tell your woman what it is you fucking want? And if she ain't giving you what you want, you get rid of her ass and find someone that'll give you what you want. What's the problem?
Or why can't you just go get the other bitch and bring her home?
Well, yeah, what's the problem, brother?
No, I've brought bitches home, but the other, like, I can never get these bitches to fucking, like, get along and...
Brother, look, this is what y'all understand, man. When it comes down to you at the end of the day and how you are as a motherfucking man. There are women who don't want to eat pussy, but to please you, they will even consider eating pussy. Hell, they'll even go out and find women to bring home to you when you are a motherfucking man. And the fact that you're saying you got all these problems, it's you. You're the problem, man. Why would a woman want to bring another motherfucker woman in to an indecisive, disloyal motherfucker to himself? Tell me that, 575.
No, listen, brother. My girl, she's willing to bring another female in, and she just doesn't have the confidence to pull bitches.
Hey, bro. What I'm saying is you don't get it, just like the last callers don't get it. Who gives a fuck what your goddamn girl wants?
Thank you.
I mean, if she can't stand it, she better learn how because you're doing it.
Right. Why don't you train her? I mean, Whatever happened.
They don't train them. They just accept them.
Do y'all understand women don't come out? I keep telling y'all, women don't come out of the box perfect. You got to train her to your specifications. So if she doesn't know how to get women, why don't you take her on a field trip, take her to a place, and let her watch you pull women, and then tell her to go do it. Why can't? What's wrong with training her, brother?
Man, that's what I need help with. Like I did everything I could do. I don't know what else to do to train her to give her that confidence. I done broke her down, built her back up, and she just doesn't have that confidence.
You missing the point. He telling you to take her in the field. Period. Go do something. Quit talking about it. Go fucking do something. And whatever she's doing wrong, you can see it and say something about it. And in the next motion, you're going to correct it. And before you know it, the bitch going to be catching. That's why you turn out fucking hoes. They don't know how to hoe when you get them. You got to tell them shit. And then they go out and do it. Then they become a hoe. Look, I ain't saying your woman going to become a hoe. I'm saying if you want her to become a woman that's, you know, socially able to catch other women and shit, you got to take her out. And you got to let her see this is what's going on. And shit, who knows, man? You got your woman, y'all at the fair or whatever, and this girl walking by herself or with a couple of girls walking by. And you stop and start talking to her with your woman right there. That's already breaking some serious ice, bro.
Does that make any sense, caller?
I really appreciate the advice, man. I'm gonna do that shit today. Shit.
Yeah, you're not, man. You're not. You're,
hey, he said he's gonna do it today. If he's a motherfucker, he will.
He ain't gonna do it today because he would already see. This is what I'm saying, bud. He ain't gonna do it today because if it was gonna be done, it would already been done. He would have called us.
He would oppose the situation because he'd have been doing it.
He would have been doing it, man. And y'all, that's the lie that y'all lead, man. And this is why women don't want to follow y'all, because y'all are indecisive and inconsistent, and y'all don't even know what the fuck you want. You don't even know how to get what it is you want. So how are you going to train a woman to get something? You don't even know how to get a woman. So how the fuck you going to get her to get women? How are you going to do that, 757? You going to get off the phone. What's the first thing you're going to say to your woman? What are you going to say to her?
Let's go on that field trip.
And field trip and do what?
Should find something.
This is my whole point. Y'all can't look, man.
You already know what he wants. He can't even state it.
You can't even act. Do y'all know why women waste your time? Because y'all can't even ask for what you want in a clear, concise, transparent manner, which there's no wiggle room for questions. There's no wiggle room to let her say, well, I didn't know. Y'all don't even ask for what you don't even know how to communicate with yourself to be able to be specific in what you're saying. Let's go on a field trip. She's like, what the fuck? She's like, what are we doing? And come on, let's go on a field trip. That's all you have to say to her. And then why would she want to follow you?
I don't ask. Like I tell her, like, I don't ask her what I want. I tell her, like, this, you know, this is what I want. This is what's up.
You don't, brother. You don't, man. It's okay. You don't listen. You don't have to lie to us to try to impress us. I'm telling you right now. Listen to me. 843, we'll bring you in 1 second. Listen to me, brother. But I'm trying to get you to see, okay? And I'm going to explain women in this little statement right here. Women are not stupid, okay? Let me explain something to you. Your first sentence, you didn't even have to finish your sentence, already told me your story. And we're guys. We're not trying. And so if we know your story by the first sentence you make or say, what do you think the woman thinks about you? She already knows what you are. But yet you're lying to yourself saying that you're something that you're not. So why lie about that shit?
Or why not?
I was going to say, can I have my girl call in? How about that?
I don't want to hear your girl calling. Why do you want to call your girl? So what? Call her in. What do you want to say? What? Call your girl. What is that going to do? What is that going
to
do?
I just want you to know that, you know, I just want you to know that what I'm saying is the truth.
But you can't even get your girl to motherfucking go get pussy. You, because you don't even know how to go get pussy. So how the fuck are you going to teach her how to get something that you don't know how to get yourself?
I could get pussy. I just can't get to the point to have these bitches vibe together. I could get pussy. I just don't know how to
Hey, matter of fact, that's like something all bitches do today.
Oh, they love eating pussy, brother.
You ain't even got to talk them into it. Just mentioned the shit that motherfuckers do the shit today.
Yeah, they love eating pussy, man. What I'm saying to you is this. Why, can you call your girl and we talk to her? Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right, call her. Let us talk to her. Let us talk to her.
Okay, hold on.
Just fucking do it.
Yo, nobody want to hear your shit. Call that one.
Call the motherfucker. God damn, let me just do this shit. And then y'all wonder why they waste your time. Y'all waste your whole time, man.
It ain't even them. It ain't even the women. It's really them, man. Wasting their own motherfucking time.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
What's your name, girl? Yeah, what's your name?
Milagro?
I'm sorry. What is your name?
What's up? Milagro?
Okay, I can't. What is your name?
Thank you, my man, I guess, man.
No, I'm not your man. What is your name?
You are still OG.
Okay, how you doing? My name is Steve. What is your name?
Milagro?
Your name is Milagro? That's your name?
Milagro.
Milagro. Your name is Milagro. All right, let me ask you a question.
Stop, Queen.
Your man says he wants you to eat pussy. Can you tell me why you're not going out there and finding some pussy for him?
I'm trying. It's hard.
How are you trying?
Looking around for some.
You're doing what?
Looking around.
Hey, Ma, be serious. This is some serious shit. Be serious, yeah.
I know, but I'm just standing in Melissa right now.
Okay, well, how long are you going to be, how long is it going to take you to get away from him?
Like, give me 5 minutes.
Get away from what?
Okay.
Oh, she's with, her brother and her sister.
I'm with my brother right now.
Okay, can you just go in a place where you can talk, please, just away from your brother and your sister, please?
Give me a couple of minutes?
A couple of minutes.
Just go somewhere right now real quick. Just go somewhere right now real quick.
Okay. Okay.
She's totally willing. Hey, she's totally willing, man. This dude.
It's him.
You don't hear nothing in her voice negative.
Negative. All right, so can you tell me what you're doing to go get some pussy for your man?
Right now, I'm just searching with friends and online. I'm not having any luck.
Why aren't you having any luck?
Because nobody wants to mess with somebody that's married.
Okay, wait, who's... Okay,
nobody's
are you married?
Nobody's open-minded. Wait.
Okay, so you and you're married to him, right? This man, right? Y'all are married, right?
Not legally, but we live together. We have kids together.
Okay, but what I'm saying...
I'm hearing resistance now because you ain't married, so you can't even say that. But when you say married, that does have restrictions. Now, the restrictions may be in your mind.
Well, not necessarily, bud, because they're
but it could be.
Right, there are women looking for couples. There are women on all kinds of apps that are looking to be a third wheel or third cog and just come over, fuck, and...
Well, that's what I'm looking for, and I can't find anything that's not a scam. Everywhere I look, they want to Snapchat me, and then they want me to put in my credit card.
I don't want to say put in your credit card, but sometimes people want to see if you're the real deal because, you know, people are cautious nowadays. But
yeah, but they
places...
don't want to let me go any further before I put in a credit card. So if you can tell me where I can find it at, I will definitely find it.
You don't have any girlfriends?
No.
You have no female friends? Wow. That's weird. I've never heard that before. But,
well, to me, what you should do, since you obviously don't know how to do this, you and your man need to go out. And you need, hey, dude, you need to approach somebody. And as he's talking, lady, you need to say, Jesus Christ.
There's nowhere to go out, though, where we live right now. Nothing's open, so.
Okay, what side? Okay, what state? I don't want to know what city. What state?
Hey, what world is she living in? The whole fucking country opening up.
It's opening up. So, what state are you in?
We're in New Mexico.
Okay, you're in New Mexico.
Gold University.
Yeah.
In Albuquerque. You in Albuquerque?
You know?
Huh? Las Cruces.
Las Cruces. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna do y'all a favor. Let me pull it up. Las Cruces, Mexico.
Yeah, we're right by El Paso, Texas.
I'm going to put you on hold really fast, okay? One second,
okay? Y'all, all right, let you say New Mexico. All right, so let me show y'all something. Let me help you out, brother. New Mexico, okay? Let me pull it up.
Okay.
It's opening up right now. We're trying to help him, bud. Then we'll get back to the subject. We're trying to, okay, New Mexico. All right. So right now, okay, there's really no swingers. There's no swinger parties in New Mexico. I'm not seeing anything. Man, y'all must be all way the fuck out. What is your name? Okay, your neighboring state is Texas, right? Kind of like by El Paso?
Yeah, I'm like 45 minutes from El Paso.
Let me see. Austin, Dallas, Austin. No, I can't. It's a lot of other places, but it ain't we're out there in El Paso. Huh.
And Texas, everywhere is far apart.
Yeah, I know. It's space to fuck out. Yeah, it's space to fuck out. So, yeah, I can't. There's no swinger. Yeah, but why don't you get on TikTok or Tag? Why don't you get on some of these apps?
My girl, she's on all that shit, man. I don't even fuck with that shit. Like, I'm on Match.com right now. That's about it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had to get in the car.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Have you been any lesbian clubs?
That's right. These motherfuckers playing, man.
Well,
it is lesbian-ass fucking clubs.
Yeah, have you ever been to any lesbian clubs or anything in New Mexico? Well, I see a lesbian, New Mexico, one lesbian community. I see that right now. I'm looking at it right now. There's a lesbian community.
Las Cruces?
It is in, let me find out where this place is at.
Wherever is that, they can hook you up in Las Cruces.
Because
you know they got a network.
Yeah, y'all just got to do more research on.
They got to get serious.
Yeah, I mean, swinger clubs and things like that. They're swinger. Yeah, y'all just got to get y'all foot in the thing, but y'all don't get y'all foot
so
in just getting online. You've got to do some research. That's all you got. Get on Google. Start researching.
I have.
But then you know what? You and your man need to go to Vegas. It's a flight to Vegas from New Mexico. That's not even far from Nevada, but. Go to Vegas, and you can take a weekend and go over there. Was it Reno? And hire a motherfucker, and then y'all can have your threesome. There's always a way to do things.
No, we don't want no threesome. We want another bitch.
Oh my God, dog! Come on, man. You ain't okay.
Wait. He said he don't want a threesome.
He wants a I guess a polygamous type relationship or some shit like that, man.
Oh, sister wife.
Yeah, you want like a sister
wife. We want a sister wife. We don't want something temporary.
Okay, but you got to start. Okay, in order for you to have something permanent, you got to test the waters out and eat some pussy to see even if you like it. Even if you don't even know yet, that's the first step. You don't want to have a woman in until you go and your man go to Vegas, go eat some pussy and see how you like that experience. It's a stepping stone because you don't want to bring a woman in and you don't even like that because there's jealousy. Yeah, he does. I mean, sometimes a lot of guys don't know how to handle two women or manage two women. You know, he might, what happens if he nut on her and not you? What happens if he's touching her more than he touches you? Or you're touching her more? It's a lot of things y'all got to think about. It's not like on TV. It's a stepping process, okay? So what you need to do, guys, I slept in the Holiday Inn. I don't know this stuff. But no, what you need to do what you need to do is go to Vegas and start the first step and let her eat some pussy. That's the first step, okay?
We could find that. She could find a girl out here. We could do that shit here.
She can't find – she just said she can't find a girl out there.
Nah, she can't find a girl to get with us. She could go find a bitch to have a lesbian relationship.
Brother, stepping stone. If she can find one, bring her in and start working that motherfucking ass to a point where she wants to be a part of the thing, man.
Hey, Dean, plus she already done ate some pussy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she already ate pussy. Your girl?
Nah.
She already ate
pussy. Well, not that I know of.
Well, you cannot know it, but she's an ace.
Yeah, I'm just saying, stepping stone, brother. Just small step. You got to take steps at this, okay? You're
okay.
Pushing it. If she can go get some pussy, bring the pussy in and start slowly, slowly. It's just like a relationship. You fuck, right? You let them go. Right. They come back over, keep fucking, and then you build it up. It's not looking straight for a woman. You got to build this shit up.
Did you hear baby say, no, I haven't?
Well, if she hasn't eaten pussy.
Hey, you didn't hear her say, no, I haven't.
Well, if you haven't eaten it, you need to take it to Reno. Take it to Nevada and have her lesbian experience and see if she's even if she likes that. And then have a threesome and see how she feels. It's a communication, brother. You got to communicate with your motherfucking woman to see.
You're a real therapist.
I'm just saying, man. This is easy.
You see, I've been quiet.
Yeah, this is easy.
This is your therapist.
I know. I'm just saying, this is easy. You just got to take your time. Slow steps, okay? First step one, let her eat pussy. Okay, go to Reno two days, okay? Go on the weekend. So Friday night, she eats pussy. Saturday night, y'all do the threesome. And then y'all communicate and see how she feels about both of those things to see if this is something she really wants to do. Because you don't force her to do this. Make sure she's comfortable enough in doing that. Because what y'all don't understand is that the problem y'all have with women is that when you bring another woman in, one of y'all going to pay too much attention to the other woman. And then there's going to be jealousy. And then there's going to be questions. Oh, was her pussy better than mine? Oh, I saw you kissing her. You got to deal with all that shit. So I'm just saying, it's not that cut and dry. It's communication. Let her eat the pussy first. Y'all sit and talk about it, how she likes it. Is she cool with that? Are you ready to go to the next step? Okay, tomorrow we're going to have a threesome. Same scenario. You talk about it. And then decide from that point. But don't just look to bring somebody into your lives until she's licked some pussy first, man. And y'all have experienced a threesome together. Yeah, it's the steps to this, brother. You remember training her, man. You don't. She doesn't get a corner office.
How are you so smart about this stuff?
Well, because I slept in the Holiday Inn. Yeah, so we got to let y'all go, but just think about that. Communicate with her. Set up Vegas. That's it. It's very easy. Now you got a plan, okay? This weekend, okay. It's Wednesday. If y'all are good this weekend, just take a two-day trip to Vegas. The rates are cheap. Hotels are cheap. You can have a great time, gamble, have fun, and go do your thing. Friday, eat pussy. Saturday, threesome, and see where y'all are at that point, okay?
Okay. I appreciate the advice, brother.
Surprise, baby, call you, motherfucker.
If anything, I'm going to call you
this weekend.
Like, Steven.
She got the plane tickets. We just want to see some of your expertise.
Yes, Steven. And before you even go to Vegas, go to a 24-hour store, go get a fake pussy, okay, and let her practice licking that while you're hitting it from the back. Let her practice on her back licking it. Practice. No, what? I'm sorry. I'm saying. Oh, I know what you're
saying. Go get a fake pussy. Is she going to be eating it while you
hit
it from the back?
She's going to, no, again, position-wise. So while she's on her knee, she has it and she licks it. Put it on the pillow, slit the pillow, put it in the pillow, let her bury her face in it and lick it while you're in it from the back. Then when you flip her over on her back, take the pussy and have her lick it from this. It's all, not that, I'm giving her too much information. All right, look, man.
Hey, 101,
sex 101. Yeah, I'm just saying, man. In order,
your tools, baby.
Right, in order, look, brother, in order to train her, this is a stepping stone. She's never licked any pussy before, okay? So you got to get her into it. So even before you get the pussy that she licks in, let her taste her pussy. Slowly things. Go back. I'm giving you backwards things. You can start off with letting her taste her pussy, so if she likes the juices. Then you move to the next thing. Go to 24. Then go to Vegas. Then you'll see it step by step by step. But don't just throw her into the motherfucking wolves, man. You gotta ease them into eating pussy, right? It's an art to this shit. Okay?
Okay.
All right, man?
All right,
so we'll go and let y'all two. But, yeah, get y'all thing going.
Hey, you ought to have some fun tonight.
No, I'm just saying, I know how to do it. That's how you're supposed to do it.
I ain't talking about Joe.
Oh, my bad.
I'm talking about the caller.
Okay. Let me ask this.
Hey, you didn't sex talk both of them into a frenzy.
Yeah, or if you're listening, you can either, and here's another thing you can do. I got so many ideas. You can watch lesbian porn or threesome porn and let her get off on that. It's all mental training. You got to get her prepared for this shit. Some women want to do it, but some women, listen, remember, insecurities. So, again, when you're doing it, make sure, my brother, the number one rule, never come with the other woman. Never, ever come with the other woman. You come
man,
with your woman, okay?
That makes no fun.
I
wouldn't like it. I can't come with the other bitch.
Well, but again, we gotta slow frog this shit in. Build it up to a point.
Don't come with the other bitch too fast.
Too fast, right. It's a build up because after a while when she gets in it, she's going to get off when you fuck it. And she's like, oh, yeah, come on in. I will fuck that. You know, she's going to get into it. But remember, she's new to this. She green. She got the little Padawan motherfucking string behind her ear and shit. So let's go ahead and answer this question here. Before we talk about y'all guys spending time, y'all calling in with any questions, but why is it always two men fighting over a woman? How come it can't be two women fighting over a man? 2K Gamer, listen to me, brother. Women fight, you don't understand jealousy in women. Women fight over men more than men fighting over women because when a woman knows that you have somebody and she knows that she's on your roster, always going to be jealousy amongst the women. They always want to do everything to move up. And what y'all guys don't understand, I'll give you an example. I post something on Facebook. I remember a few years back, I post something on Facebook, bud, right? Post something on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
And I get a message. Oh, so some other bitch want to send you some. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, bud. What I'm saying is that the y'all don't see it on the front end. Because women don't talk on the front end. Remember, the rule of the game is keeping your business off the street, brother. You're not going to see. What you see is males arguing over women on the front end, emotional guys. But women that are in a tizzy, they're going to talk to you on the back end. Bud, what say you, man?
Man, you know, that's your life. You know how you live in this shit. But my black ass, bitches fought over us all the time. You know, bitch, you still got to grab a bitch, throw her down. And y'all stop that shit. You know, and then you let them know. You can have words with each other, but you can't come to blows.
Yeah.
You know, so what I'm saying is that shit is something you deal with, you know, because women, like you say, they have their jealous trips.
Mm-hmm.
But what these dudes don't understand is if they own equal level, bottom line, otherwise, which one of them could get the most money, they don't know. So they equal to each other.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is they know I ain't crazy about the pussy. They know I ain't crazy about their Coke bottle shape. You know, they know I got to have my money. So as far as, you know, causing problems with this, you know, fighting bullshit, the reason you see dudes doing it is because, like D.C. said, dudes are very insecure and they want to show that they're a motherfucker. Women are very insecure, but they don't care who sees.
Right.
Dudes want somebody like me or Steve or somebody that can really vouch that we've seen it. Bitches don't care. They going at it.
So, guys, put a question if y'all want to call in. But let's talk about time. Let's get back on time because when a lot of you guys allow women to do is waste your time and you don't understand. See, I'm going to show you how cold, but women are cold, man. I keep telling them women ain't stupid. I don't know why y'all think women are stupid, man. Women are smart enough to play dumb. Let's start there. Women are smart enough to play dumb. They know you guys want to fuck, but they know how to play stupid where they get shocked over the fact that you're interested in them. That's how cold they are in this game.
That's passive aggression, bro.
Right. Well, that is. But I'm just saying that they know the guys want to fuck. But
yeah.
They're not interested in the guy because they know, look, I can ride this light wave. You want to know why? Because if he's going to beat around the bush, I'm going to keep pushing him towards that bush. We'll keep beating around that bush. And we'll keep beating.
Excuse me for cutting you off, man. But you know what, man? I told you I was messing with that. Remember that brawler that called in, right?
Yeah.
Siri. See, I don't know if she's listening now, but I'm saying that bitch gonna be hearing. Oops, that woman gonna be hearing. That woman gonna be hearing this shit.
Yeah.
She gonna be a doctor. She gonna analyze when I talk to her.
Oh, that what does?
Why are y'all faking up? Because she gonna hear all this game we spitting. And instead of her letting me kick it with her on the real, she gonna be hearing me spitting some kind of game.
But you know what? That draws the attraction when they analyze. See, guys, y'all don't understand when you're different. They, yes, like Bud say, they analyze you, but they also know this. This motherfucker is not going to allow me to play stupid. Listen, I'm going to say it again. These women know that the majority of you guys, y'all are not really honest with yourselves. Y'all not honest with women. Y'all walk on eggshells and beat around the bush. So they play your game pretty well where they play stupid. And then all of a sudden when you get tired of it, and then you're like, you know, I like you. And she's like, I never knew that. I just thought we were friends. And I just, she like, oh, my God, this is the first time I'm hearing this. I didn't know that. I mean, they do that bullshit with these guys.
Hey, she walking around in her robe half open and shit. Oh, I didn't know that.
I had no idea when my titties were poked out.
Hey, D, instead of getting dressed to go to work, she get dressed to be around the house.
Right.
She
walk around.
Hey, I don't have to face it. I'm in trouble, man, because when baby talk to me tonight or tomorrow or whatever, she going to just know everything I'm saying. I'm going to have to hang up.
See, when you are real with a woman and you know your time is valuable, you are doing this thing calling get not necessarily right to the point, but you're saying this, look, as long as I know we're going towards your face being in the pillow and your ass up in the air, we good. But the moment I feel like we're veering off, I'm going to try to bring you back online. But if I can't bring you back online, I'm getting rid of you. How many of you guys have the balls to say that to a woman? How many of you got the balls to tell a woman you're wasting my time? I think about that, but you're wasting.
I'm telling you, Dean, that's the problem because it's a such thing, man. ain't got time. I really don't. I try to be nice. I can't talk. You know me, man. I can't talk on the phone, though. Me and you might have an in-depth conversation, and it was 90 seconds. You know, that's just how we are. I can't be on the phone, man. And people, they take offense to that.
Yes.
And, you know, they just don't understand that that's the kind of motherfucker you are. You know, I just ain't really into selling my shit over the phone. Not really selling, but selling myself over the phone. The only time I will love that is when you already my bro.
Well, I think that
and then I call and talk some shit. I'll be talking that yak. You know, talking about what we gonna do.
Right, but women, okay, this is what y'all don't understand about women. Women know when they first talk to you, they already know what they can get away with, and they know what they can't get away with. As soon as you have the interaction, because y'all guys think these women are stupid. As soon as, whatever you do, if you the guy beating around the bush, hey, how you doing today, Judy? Nah, man, it's motherfucker. I'm going to waste his goddamn time. Hey, how's your day going? I'm going to waste his time. Hey, oh, what are you up to? I'm going to waste his time. They know how time you manage time by how you feel about yourself, how you display yourself, and how you demand what you demand of yourself and not the woman. That's what's going to give her the determination of, you know what, I can't race Rosebud time, because as soon as I hey, look, now again, she'll test it, but as soon as she tests it, Rose will snap that. See, you let the dog go, but when the dog actually, she yanked that motherfucking chain. No, whoa, let me tell you something. You got me fucked up. If you think, again, your friend, see, women love you. See, they got this, like, friendship button that they press because they know they can use it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? You know, again, I'm playing dumb to y'all motherfuckers. You know, well, you know, I believe in friends before lovers, and y'all dumb motherfuckers believe that fairy. That is what. That
hey,
shit.
Hey, hey. Motherfucker said that shit the other day.
I know, man.
And what I'm saying is, bitch. You must be crazy if you think I want to be your friend.
Man,
I ain't not being that motherfucking woman's friend ever. And that's how you motherfuckers get ranked on the street. When they say, well, look, at lunchtime, let's go have a cup of coffee. And you tell me, oh, shit, yeah. Hey, she's talking about being your friend.
Yeah, or when y'all guys beat around the bush, you say, okay, well, let me see what kind of man I can, let me see how I can train him. You know what? The sky is, I don't know, fucking pink. Well, it does look a little pink. Okay.
I can see the
right. You agreeing with man. Y'all understand women are, listen, let me tell y'all, the women are cold like this. They know how to, they are so cold. They know how to use this, I'm holier than thou, I'm a good woman holding a little puppy dog or kitty cat, I'm looking for friendship, I'm not looking for love. Man, that shit ain't for real. That shit ain't for, but you know what I tell them, bud? All that shit they say on those apps, that shit ain't for us. That shit for them.
No, not at all.
That shit ain't. Hey.
But the baby you from, where I forget, St. Louis?
Yeah.
Hey. She passed that test, baby. I think baby real. But, you know, I'm talking about ain't inhibited.
Yeah.
I think I would be cool with her as far as that goes.
Because the experience that comes along with it, gentlemen. See, when you have experience, you're not wasting your time because you know the worth and value of your time. So it's like this. You know what? Yeah, I'm interested in you. And guess what? You got every reason to say no. You have every way you can say I'm not interested. But guess what? If you say no, I'm good. I'm not going to push the pendulum. Hey, bud, I'm going to go find my candle maker in my mind. And you're going to go make me a little candle. And we're going to light that little bitch and put it on the windowsill. And when you want to come back, you can find your way home. I'll see you later. And I'm going on to the next one. I ain't even thinking about that shit.
Hey, because it don't stop. It just don't stop. It can't stop.
Yeah.
It can't stop.
Yes.
It's a locomotive that don't have no brakes. Shit.
Right.
It can't stop, B.
Well, no. And what a lot of people don't understand who don't get women, y'all think you got to be nice to women. You got to kiss their asses. You got to get, in order for you to fuck, you got to be friendly with them or be their friends or agree with what they're saying and all that. But I keep telling you, man, I keep having to go back to Mickey Mouse, brother, because I'm telling you, they consciously, they want the knight in shining armor in the Disney movie. Subconsciously, they are infatuated with that asshole bad boy motherfucker that's all about himself. And y'all don't even see it because y'all drink the Kool-Aid. You know what? You know, in order to get a woman, you've got to be the perfect gentleman. You know what? Be nice. It's the same shit your mother probably told you to do to get a woman. Why y'all believe that bullshit? And why y'all in the friend zone right now with women? Because you know what? When she knows that you're a time waster, she knows that all she can do is sit back and do whatever the fuck she want, wasting your time by talking about other guys, by saying, you know what, you got to go on 5 dates with me before you get a hug, and or the ready, bud, I just want to get to know you better. What? Hey, bud. That's...
Hey, D, I just want to go to Applebee's for a doggone dinner so I can get to know you better. Well, baby, I want to get to know you better before I take you to Applebee's as I'm pulling into McDonald's.
Hey, you gentlemen, like on Charlie Brown, when the teacher's talking, all the shit they want. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. Listen, this is what I want. This is what I'm looking for. Now, if you know that you and I have an understanding that I'm never going to be your friend, I'm never going to kiss your ass, I'm never going to bend over backwards to try to prove myself to you, but we know we're going towards your face in the pillow and your ass up in the air, I'm good. But as soon as I get the idea that you think that I'm your friend and you can come talk to me about other guys and ask me, you know, I'm on the phone with you, you're going to tell me about your day? I don't give a fuck about your day, and I'm being honest with you. Y'all guys, let me tell y'all something. All you motherfuckers out there, guys, listen to me. When you go to the mall and that motherfucker in the middle of the kiosk or holding a clipboard, as soon as they say, hey, how's your day going? The first thing y'all say is, man, this motherfucker trying to sell me something. Man, I don't want to hear that shit. Well, what do you think when you ask a woman about her day? Do you really give a fuck about her day? No, you don't give a fuck about her day. But you think by asking her about her day, it's going to get you closer to her ready butt liking you. I don't want her to like me. I want her to be addicted to me. You can keep, look, friend zone, like. You're like a brother to me. You're like a brother to me. Oh, I can't see myself. You know, at first I wanted to suck your dick, but I see you're such a good guy. You're a gentleman. You're nice. You're sweet. You're kind. You're thoughtful. And you know what? Any woman would be happy to be with a guy like you, bud. What you got on that, man?
Hey, any woman would be lucky to get a guy like you, just not me.
Just not me. Yeah, not luck. Just like me. Yeah. Guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there, but that's what we saying to y'all men out there. Man, y'all, guys, the way you talk to her should be no, don't be no, Paul, not that, Chico. Masa la dagi. So where, gentlemen, she's got to try to get a translator to understand what the fuck you're saying. That's when she says, wait a second here. This motherfucker ain't about wasting time. See, the guy that gets pussy, the guy that's not scared of women, the guy that's not afraid to approach women, his time is everything. And let me tell you guys, when your time is everything to you, that's when they want to be about your motherfucking time, because they're saying is shit. If he goes after life this way, then what the fuck is going to happen when I, the woman, positions myself to get in his motherfucking view? See, they don't even think that deep, bud.
Hey, because they ain't that deep.
Oh,
shit, you can't think deep if you ain't deep.
Nah, fuck no, you can't do that shit. Because y'all are always worried about the woman. Well, we got a question. Here's a question. How do I get better at talking to myself to, about myself to women without killing all the... Brother.
Gee, let me have a look.
You go
hey,
first.
Bro.
Jesus Christ, man.
Hey, this is how you do it, and I'm going to really tell you. Go to the costume store and buy a James Brown, a James Bond outfit. And then when you walk up to her, say, shaken, not stirred. hey, because there is no mystery that's going to catch a bitch. The being in front, in her motherfucking face, being as honest about who the fuck you are as possible, so she ain't got no goddamn trips and no guessing. No, bitch, I ain't listening to your shit. No, I ain't doing that. Yes, I believe this. Yes, I believe that. And then that's how I got to go. Because, bro, you ain't gonna ever really be mysterious. Well, I don't want to be mysterious. I want them to know who they fucking with.
But what makes us mysterious? Okay, gentlemen, y'all, this is how easy mysterious is, gentlemen.
The man in us being honest.
Being honest makes you mysterious.
Yeah.
Going after what you want makes you mysterious. Not beating around the bush makes you mysterious. Not walking on eggshells makes you mysterious because the average motherfucker's doing that shit. If you just be with, just let these women know what the deal is. I mean, even when I talk to a woman, I'm letting you know this is why I'm even talking to you. Because you know what? I saw something in you and you got my curiosity. But gentlemen, you know what else makes you mysterious? When you put them goddamn women to work. See, y'all don't even know about putting them to work. Because y'all motherfuckers think that they can just show up to the show with some ass and titties and they get all the loot. They get all the keys in your kingdom. No, what makes you mysterious is your body and your looks got my curiosity. Now, what the fuck do you going to do to get my attention? What separates you from every, what separates you from all the other women to know that you're worth my time? See, y'all don't even put yourselves to that level because y'all are happy just to have a woman say, good morning? Fuck your morning. I don't want to hear that shit, bud.
Dean, let me tell you something, bro. You know, they be happy to just get the crumbs. You know, we know that because that's what most of our listeners do. They just get the crumbs, and they crumbs from what we talking about.
Yes.
And then they be, you know what I'm saying, happy as hell, thinking they learned something. But no, man, what Dean is saying is what attracts a woman, is what life about a man. That attraction is confident. The way you fucking display who you are to her with her not having to squint her eyes or strain her ears, you ain't yelling, but you're making it plain who you are. And if you like it, which they will,
yes,
then that's what's attractive to them. And that is what's in the serious, D, because they don't ever see real men.
Guys, what you don't understand is that she should not know you when she meets you. I repeat, she should not know you. And I'm going to tell you the biggest problem that y'all have. The biggest problem that y'all have is y'all have a herd mentality. Again, attraction. How do I get the woman? That's why you're not getting the woman. Because you're not taking the time to learn your own language. Your fingerprint, but I always tell them, your fingerprint is the only thing that separates you from everybody else in the world, your fingerprint. And right. There is a language that goes on with you that should be your own language. She should not know you except, wow, okay, he said hi to me, but who is he? Well, wait a second. Whoa, wait a second. Look how he's talking to me. He's got eye contact. He's getting straight to the point. He ain't beating around the bush. How many motherfuckers is he fucking? See, you know how you know that? When you talk to a woman, like one of the first things that come out of her mouth, how many women are you seeing right now? who you seeing? You got a woman? They know what a man sounds like because a man is not going to beat around the bush. I don't want to be. Man, look. Y'all, hey, how you doing? Can I get your number? Man, fuck, stop doing that shit. Stop asking for her fucking number. Do you have enough self? Look, I come from the land of ass and titties when I meet a woman, bud. And I, in my mind, take the form of motherfucking man and come down. And do you think I'm going to come down and be like, yes, let me get your number? I ain't doing that shit, bud. Fuck am I doing?
D, the thing about it is just like they like to pretend who they are, and they have their favorite hero, superhero, they see you and I as superheroes because as we talk, we speak in English and Klingon, and we all come down, both of us, come down from the land of ass and titties, man. And we ain't turned on just by the fact. We live that fact.
Gentlemen, this is why we always say it's about how you think about yourself. When you think about yourself, you should know things about you that is worth its weight in gold that only the special ones get to share that type of information about.
That's
you.
Right.
There are things about me. I am layered in so much. When you pull one curtain back, there's another one behind that mother. And you're going to keep doing that. Why? Because the thing that makes us interesting to women is that we're always evolving, man. Y'all don't even understand evolving. Y'all understand how evolving. I'm too busy working on me. You're just a perk. You know what? You got my curiosity, bud. I'm not going to lie. Look, you're cute. You know what I mean? Got my curiosity, but when's the last time you told a woman that ain't enough? When's the last time you told a woman, yeah, you sexy, but shit. So is she. So is she. And so is that motherfucker over there. You all
because sexy is what sexy does.
There you go.
If your motherfucking ass do the right shit, he's sexy as fuck anyway. Period to me.
Right. When is the last time you challenged a woman to be a better woman? See, y'all don't even think about that. Think about what I said. When's the last time you checked? Okay, you look good. You got it going on. So fucking what? That's not enough. All right, hey, look, why don't you go ahead and let me know? Let me look at your resume. Can you cook? Wait, can you wash a dish? You know how to vacuum? Can you fold clothes? The questions y'all ask are, what do you do for a living? Where was your last boyfriend? And what are you looking for? Fuck no. I want to know, if I give you some of my time, is it valuable to me? What am I getting out of this shit? Because I don't want to put – pussy is last on my list. What the fuck are you bringing to my world that woman over there isn't? Or that one over there? And do y'all don't even think that deep? Because y'all motherfuckers don't see yourselves as valuable. You think you're lucky when a motherfucker talks to you. Fuck no, bud.
They wait for her to give them some pussy.
Man.
And I ain't that motherfucker giving me shit. I'm getting whatever the fuck I want. I know how to get me some pussy if it's about pussy. What I think it should be about is just that mirror. You need to be in that mirror mode. And you need to get as conceited and selfish as me and Steve is, because we ain't giving a fuck. Because we know fuck don't give a fuck. Nah.
When I'm talking to a woman, I'm the prize. I might not be the prize of you motherfuckers, but you can't tell me different. Not in my mind. In my mind, I am the prize. I will always be the prize. Meaning that if you are lucky enough, hey, bud, you remember I was talking about the Peytonville? You remember the commercial with Peytonville?
Peytonville, yeah.
And I'm going to talk about this on Wednesday, but I have created the world like that. That every building, I know what it is and what meaning it has for me, that I am a multitude of things. So I know I'm the attraction. And you know what? She doesn't have to feel that way, but you know what she's going to feel? She better not waste my motherfucking time. Let's get to this question right here. Okay, he said it's about the business card. I use it and got phone calls back. So I call back, and when I call, the phone just rings and rings. Am I doing something wrong?
Why would you ask that question? What I'm saying is the business card thing is cool. And if they call back, that's cool.
Yes.
But if they miss you, And you call back, how do you be found? You know, because what I'm saying is sometimes they don't even remember who gave them the goddamn card. They just know they got it. And then they say, who is this? And they call it. And then you sound like, you sound like that. Who in the fuck want to talk to you? Ain't nobody going to talk like that. So what I'm saying is when you representative or you represent who you are,
yeah,
where you coming from, at all times, you don't get a call back. Because I get them.
But
I know, and I'm old, you guys. You got to understand. You got that on me. You.
Here's the million-dollar question that they don't see, bud. Why would she call me back and be honest with yourself? Okay, not only why would she call me back, but what am I going to do when she calls me back? Y'all guys only, y'all get excited about just, oh my God, I talked to her, and you think that's the end of the game. Now, you haven't even started yet.
It ain't started.
It ain't even started yet. The game doesn't start on the approach. The game starts when you start steering her or get steered to where, look, when y'all, look, either you playing checkers to her chess or you're playing chess to her checkers, one or the other, because somebody going to get over on the other person who has the experience. So the question is why should she call me? Why? And if she does call me, where are we going? Where am I going to take her with this conversation, with this mouthpiece?
Can you ask that dude that asked that question, can you actually ask him that question?
Caller. Let me ask you again. Max, wait, responsive. I'm asking you this question. Why don't you tell us, what is it or why should a woman call you? All you guys listening, you just write this down. Ask yourself the question. Because I'm going to say this to you. If you don't know, she's going to be a woman that's going to waste your time. You can't answer these questions. Why should she call you back? And when I am in touch with her, where am I going to take this conversation? Every one of you need to think about that. Because if you cannot answer that question, guess what? She's going to play stupid. Oh, shit. Well, you know, hey, you know, hi, well, I'm a Pisces, and, you know, I'm a good girl. And you know what? My father, you know, I live with my dad, and I've got brothers and everything. And I'm just, you know what? I'm a church-going girl, and I'm not this. And then she get off the phone with you, and she called me a bud. She like, where's that dick at? Man, man, where we going to fuck? God damn, you so nasty. You so dirty. I can't stop thinking about you. And then she talks, and she'll flip that shit. Hold on. She'll flip that shit, and this little halo come overhead. Well, she like, well, you know, my cat Samuel died today, and you know what? I'm just looking for a guy to really learn me. I'm so sick of those guys that all they want is sex. And y'all like, well, yeah, I understand. I'm not like it. See, that's where they fuck up. Y'all think throwing salt in our game is going to get them to want to fuck you. You just only...
Hey, yeah, don't make no salt and seasoning.
Y'all motherfuckers, the first thing y'all want to do is, I'm not a bad guy. I'm not like those other guys. I want to take my time and get to know you. And you know what she's saying? Sucker. Yeah, okay, let's play. Man, look, I know you guys want to fuck. But I do tell you guys, look, I don't want to shame you for wanting pussy. But what I'm saying is you don't understand how it is when she wants to fuck you. The sex is better. She's nastier when she wants to fuck you. When she wants to fuck you, man, they'll tell you, man, I'm playing with, they'll just send you a message. I'm playing my pussy right now thinking about you. What have you done to me? Why is it that I can't stop thinking about you? Why do I want you? When can I see you? You guys are always taking crumbs because in your mind, you got a crumb mentality where you think, or you don't even think highly of yourselves. I told them.
They got a crumb value.
Yes,
on them.
Yes, yes. They have a crumb value. Hey, shout out to Russ and everything, man. What I'm saying to y'all guys out there is, why are you so disloyal and unfaithful to yourselves? You don't even, y'all, again, guys, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373. But we're trying to tell you, it's not about these women. That's the throw off. That's throwing you off the scent of working on yourself. Bud, what say you, my brother?
I just want them to know we ain't saying fuck women. Women are all bad.
Right.
We ain't saying that.
Right.
And if you don't deal with them properly, that side of them going to come out. The manipulative side.
Oh, yeah.
The side is going to call the shot. Otherwise, if you ain't calling the shot, she owed it to herself to start calling the shot.
Right, right.
We got to be more assertive because we believe in who we are. You know, if you don't believe in who you are, you're going to let somebody define you for you. Ain't nobody defining me. Ain't nobody going to redefine me. Ain't nobody going to do nothing but accept me. That's my thing.
Well, yeah, but okay, guys, following this. If you can't lead yourself, how are you going to lead the woman? And as soon as she realizes you can't lead yourself, who do you think is going to take the lead? She's going to control everything that you do, and she ain't going to fuck you. She's going to go on a date with you. She ain't going to fuck you. She's going to be on the phone with you talking about a bunch of they are so smart with this, man. And I hate giving these women credit on shit, Bud, but it's true. These women are smart enough to play dumb because they know you can't even smell it. And you know what? I'll take my time with you because you know what? They smart enough to go for the bag. And I'm not knocking for that shit. You know what? If you want to play, I want to fuck you. See, here's the thing. When you want to fuck and that's all you want to do, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get fucked before you get the pussy. That means that she knows you want the pussy so bad that you don't have experience with a woman. So guess what she does, bud? Oh, you're so cute. What? Oh, yeah, you know, I'm thinking. Why are you thinking about me? Oh, because you're smiling, you know. Oh, but I'm just not happy right now. Well, wait, baby, what's wrong? No, I said, it's just that, you know, I have a bill to pay, and I don't want to talk about it. No, girl, I got it. And she, man, these women know how to play, man.
Very manipulative, man.
Yes.
I want to emphasize that, see, Dean, I know you got a good woman. I'm talking to, you know, somebody I think is cool. So there are good women out there. You just got to be the motherfucker that's qualified to have them. Because them motherfuckers are not just going to volunteer themselves to some sucker.
No.
See?
Well, and I'm going to tell you why. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. Every woman averaged 500,000 motherfuckers trying to fuck her. You want to know why she fucks the one that doesn't give a fuck about her? Because, again, it goes back to the subconscious. You're not special, meaning I'm tapping into an insecurity by letting her know that you are like every other fucking woman out there. There's nothing special about you until I say that you're special. And see, how many of you motherfuckers out there can let a woman know she isn't special? You want to know how I let her know she ain't special? Because I'm going to tell her I ain't taking you out to eat. You want to know why you ain't special? Because I'm not your friend. I don't believe in friends. And if you don't like that, then go find that sucker who will. If I'm
Dean, let me tell you how I know. That they ain't special. So, because, you know, they'll tell you, when you get this pussy, you ain't going to be able to stand it. So I say, wait a minute. Are you that lady with the sideways pussy? Because that's the only way a boy's going to be special, because all of them go up and down perpendicular. You know, so what I'm saying is, if you got that horizontal goddamn pussy, you do have something special. Other than that, I ain't seen no black pussy, no white pussy, no fat pussy, no skinny pussy. I ain't seen none of that. All of it's pink and it's all the same.
Okay.
It's the bitch.
Let me explain something to a lot of y'all guys, because y'all like to regurgitate other men. So that's y'all biggest problem. Let me explain something to you guys. You see women going after what you think are dirt bags and bums because you're mad that they're getting something that you want. You don't know what those quote-unquote dirt bags and bums are doing. See?
He do know. You know what it is? The dirt bags and bums, just like you said earlier, they don't fucking care.
There you go.
They see it.
Right.
They fucking care.
They don't. And, but see, listen to what you're saying, man. You get you calling a man that believes in himself a dirtbag and a bum. That's why y'all losing. Because you're upset. Instead of saying, you know what, may the best man win. He got it.
Yeah.
But I wonder, what the fuck did he say to her? What was his mindset like? How did he move? What was he thinking? See, y'all guys, you only see the end result, and y'all are always getting mad at motherfucking men for being better men than you. Either you're going to step up to the motherfucking plate, or you're going to be the one bitching, because y'all motherfuckers, follow me something, Heart 516. Follow me on this, brother. Why would a woman want to fuck with you the way you think? I'm not trying to knock you, brother. Why would she want to fuck with you when you mad at another motherfucking man for standing on his motherfucking square? Why is he a dirtbag and a bum because he can tell a woman no? Why is he a dirtbag and a bum because he doesn't beat around the bush like you do? Why is he a dirtbag and a bum because he doesn't walk on eggshells around women? See, this is why women don't want to fuck with y'all, because instead of going to that quote-unquote dirtbag who's fucking that woman and saying, bruh, man, what'd you say? Get that. You want to throw shade on a motherfucker like a woman. So I ask you, 516, what reason would a woman want to be with you when you're bitching like a woman about another motherfucking man? But
check this out, man.
Jesus.
See, what you saying made me think of it. See, they do, man. They do not want to go through the steps to making things work. And stay with me on this.
I
watch it on technology, because these are Google motherfuckers. They are so goddamn used to Googling something and immediately getting the answer.
Yes.
That they don't have to do any of the research to see how that answer came about. They just get the answer. And this is what they're doing in their real life. That's why I tell these motherfuckers, man, you got to goddamn leave this technology alone. I used to have 400 phone numbers in my head. Whoever I wanted to call, I was my own phone book. Now I don't even know my house phone number. Technology is making you not think. It's making you not use your human skills to navigate this world. And technology ain't navigating this world. It's showing you how.
Do you understand? Okay, he replied. Thank you for the reply, 516. But first, I'm giving a shout out to Joe. Joe, thank you for the love, man. We appreciate you. Thank you for the super chats, guys. Call in 515-605-9373. Call in. We got you. Put a queue if you have a question. And, hey, Jay, bot, I'm going to answer your question in 1 second. Let me get to 516. This is the problem. Let me explain something. You know what a sore loser is, brother? Sore losers are never going to get no pussy. Because a sore loser is always worried about what another motherfucking man is doing. See, listen to me. You're observing, but you're not there to see what he's saying. You're not there to see how that motherfucking man thinks. See, you're only observing. See, this is where y'all got the game all wrong. Assholes are not abusive people. Y'all think, you think we got to wear a leather jacket, ride a motorcycle, and go around and smack women. That's not what...
Hey, let me just say this. Assholes are self-absorbed.
Exactly. Exactly.
We just self-absorbed. Go ahead.
516, the reason why you're mad is because you are a time-wasting individual, because
yes,
they're complaining to you, and you're not even checking their behavior of why the fuck are you coming to me with that bullshit. You're just a shoulder to listen to. And see, when these women are complaining, guess what? And deep, deep down, you want her to complain about you. You want to be the motherfucker.
Let me say this, too. What I'm saying is they complain to this dude, but at least they're talking to him. At least they're talking. They get to interact with this woman.
Right, 516, listen to me, brother.
They talking about this motherfucker. Go ahead.
516. Hey, I got you, Joe Biden. Well, I'll put a cue. 516, listen to me. You don't even see it. You don't even see it. Listen to what you say. Everybody, this is school time. You don't even see it, so I'm going to educate you. She's complaining to you, but who's allowing her to complain? You are doing that shit. Because let me tell you something. I wish a motherfucker would
never come up and complain about a motherfucker.
Man, you got, hey, guys, this is what we're trying to tell you. See, most of y'all guys want to be the shoulder. Or most of you guys are satisfied with her even talking to you, regardless of what she's talking to you about. And you are not being a man enough to say, don't you ever come call me or talk about another man in my presence. Do you understand me? No. Do you understand me? And then when she gives you the answer, you say, because if you do it again, don't fucking call me again. And but see, y'all ain't got the balls to do that because y'all think that's being, oh, too mean. Motherfucker, let me tell you something. When you talk to them that way, guys, Disney, that's what gets that pussy wet. It gets that
shit ticket. Hey, that's being to you.
That's being
to me. That's being to you. And that's your baby towards you. I mean, that's the thing about being a man is you blaze your own trail. You know, you don't just follow somebody's trail because you know they were successful. Yeah, if I'm a basketball playing motherfucker and I'm trying to do what Michael Jordan did and all them great players. But if I'm really a bad motherfucker, I'm going to establish some shit that I do. And it's going to be just as bad.
Have you guys ever asked a question? Everybody listening, we love y'all, appreciate y'all listening to the show. We ask you this question. Have you ever asked yourselves, why do they complain and run back to them? You want to know why they complain and run back? Because they can't get their motherfucking way. That's why they complain, and that's why they come back. Because guess what? If I can't get my way with the guy I want to fuck, at least I can get my way with the guy I'm not going to fuck. So then I got some feel good and I come back to him. Guys, y'all are the problem why y'all are losing because you're allowing women to talk to you about shit you're not concerned about. I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't care what you think about some other motherfucking guy. Don't bring it over here. Listen, look, after we get done fucking, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. After we get done fucking and we leave the bed.
That's the same shit that I actually agree with. We can talk about anything after fucked you. But even then, she can't talk about another motherfucker.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Exactly, man. Gentlemen, the standard is set by you. And you don't realize you're training the woman on how to treat you when you are really being unloyal and unfaithful to yourself. Your time should be the most precious item in this motherfucking universe, and you're not going to waste it. So when you get with a woman, I'm going to let her know how I'm thinking, what I'm going after. And listen, you got every right to say no, and you got every right to go, and I got every right to move the fuck on to the next one that will. That's how I think.
Hey, Dean, so what they need to understand is that if you ain't got no program, you ain't going to have a bitch no way.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is when she come and you know, you want some bitch coming out the goddamn wrapper, I mean, out the a present box, perfect. No, if the bitch come to you and she know what you like, Yes. You ain't shit. Because you're supposed to know when she come to you. She don't know shit about you, so whatever she knows is about some other motherfucker, and even if it's right, I ain't accepting it until I can give it. Because what I'm saying is you do, they're not animals, so I'm not saying train in that manner. I'm just saying you got to let this woman know what you like, how you like it, and when to do whatever it is to do.
Gentlemen, I just want y'all to take a moment and feel me on this. This is how easy it is. When you go to the job, and the job sits your motherfucking ass down, job is saying, this is my expectation. This is my expectation of you. This is what I expect you to do. Now, you can negotiate a salary, but other than that, this is what you're coming in here for. And if you don't like it, you're replaceable. See, most of y'all don't show the woman she's replaceable because you put too much value in the woman versus
yeah.
putting the value in yourself. See,
yeah.
see, the one thing that you can't replace is you. So if you know you can't replace you, then why can't you take care of the one thing that you cannot replace? You can replace her. You can replace them all because they're not special. There's nothing special about them until you find qualities in her that make her special. But guess what? She's got to work for that shit. She's got to work for your attention. She's got to work for your time. She's got to work for your respect. And then to honor her, you give her the dick. It should not be dick first because you are the standard, bud. What say you, my brother?
I'm just saying, just so these motherfuckers listening will know, see, you would think Dean is alone because he's such a hard motherfucker. This dude is a straight Ward Cleaver type motherfucker.
Yeah, damn right, laid back.
Hey, not Dennis the Menace, Dad, but but I'm talking about Leave It to Beaver. You know, this brother's kid, a student. This brother, you know, X amount of years, 20 or 5 or whatever, same, you know, situation. It is not about him saying, fuck women. We are not saying that.
Not at all.
We are not saying women don't have what it takes to have a long-lasting relationship. We saying if we leave it up to them, it's going to be short-lived because we got to goddamn show them. And if you're not qualified to show them, they're going to run you over, and then it's going to be like, dude, man, you know, he's fucking mentally exhausted because nothing's working. Man, you know, we like, now, Dean, now, this is where I could compete. Mentally, if that was my body, I would be Arnold Schwarzenegger, damn. Because I'd be exercising my motherfucking mind all the time, 24/7.
Brother, let me go to what you just said to answer Bot's question. Listen to what you're saying. Change is not mentally exhausting. It's the greatest fucking feeling in the world knowing that you're evolving at a pace and a rate that a woman can never, ever catch up to. Never catch up to. It's working on you. This is why we keep telling you. Working on you gets you the woman. When you don't work on you, you're just sitting around just waiting time, eating up time, wasting time with someone that is knows that, you know what, he doesn't believe in himself and I don't believe in him. But you know what, I'll keep him around because I like to be around guys. So I'll keep him around. And you guys think because you know what, she tells you you're cute, she touches your fucking shoulder, or she gives you a hug, she interested in your ass. Man, I'll be goddamn. Take that shit on somewhere else, bud.
You know, see, change is mentally exhausting only because of the self-doubt that you got to battle. Every time you fucking start making a change, you're going to have some self-doubt because you haven't fucking done this before.
Okay.
But once you make that change, you're going to still have less and less and less of this doubt because you're living the change that you made. You can't expect shit to just totally change today because you accepted whatever today.
The prettier she is, the more insecure she is, gentlemen.
Why? Because motherfuckers don't talk to her.
Exactly. So, guy, if you're used to talking to beautiful women all the time, then talking and approaching a woman is just like going to get a box of cereal at the grocery store. It's just what cereal I want to get. Do I want the Rice Krispies, the Dick'em Smack, Honey Smack, the honeycomb? What the fuck do I want? And you just go after it. Y'all are too worried about the rejection. Fuck the rejection. It's not a rejection. It's her fucking loss. See, y'all don't even know what the fuck I just said right there.
Repeat that, please. It is what?
It's her fucking lost. You're never getting rejected by going after what you want to get at. It's her loss because she loses out on you. So how can you feel bad when she says no? Well, shit, go, hey, go for the find him. I'm good.
Hey, D, she's losing out on getting to fuck with you.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey.
It ain't no automatic thing you're going to get to fuck with me.
She, hey, but,
you know, and when I decide or go through whatever the hell I go through for, you know, to be that, it's going to be because what I did shows me who I'm fucking with is worth fucking with.
But she loses out on the roller coaster ride. She loses out on the boat ride. She loses out on the swing set, the cotton candy, the apple pie, and the funnel cake, motherfucker.
Hey, they got them, hey, that pants she had to this motherfucking fair is revolt.
Yeah. Hey, give me back my car. You are no longer worthy of welcome because I know what I bring to the table. See, yeah. When you don't know what you bring to the table, you worry about what women think. And what I'm saying is when you build, we're going to be talking about Wednesday, when you build your quote-unquote Paytonville, man, and you live here, you're untouchable and you're wanted by the woman because she can't figure you out. Women figure out guys that don't stand on anything. Because guess what? If she's insecure, she's the master of insecure. So what happens when she runs into an insecure man? She already knows you.
Hey, the thing is, if you don't think you the shit, why would she think it?
Man, guys, listen to what he just said. Hey, think about it.
Man, why would that woman think you anything more than you're showing her?
And
then you already expressed an insecurity and doubt.
You know where how the game work, guys. When you walking with it, when you walk in and you see a dude with a fine motherfucker, you know what you do? You like, and he be like, and that's the old river. We already know. It's that cause right there. I know what you did. You good to go, brother. I know you got that shit. I will never knock another man for getting a woman. But one thing I will never do is allow a woman to come into my universe and bitch about a guy. That shit, I wish your motherfucker would, but I wish she would. But, gentlemen, I ask you this question.
But, Dean, has that ever, I'm not ever,
no,
but it, has that happened recently?
Yes. Well, it has.
No,
but,
they can tell, man.
Well, no, but.
I mean, it has happened before.
It's happened before, right. But what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm saying it don't happen to you, man.
Because I checked the behavior from the beginning. I don't
know. That's what I'm saying. What you do, you take care of your business.
Hey, man, I had one that thought I was y'all guys, and you know what she can tell me? You know, I got a guy that likes me. What should I do? I said, look, let me tell you something. Next, don't you ever talk to me about another guy. Do you understand me? She's like, well, what did I do wrong? I said, look, let me tell you something. Next time you talk about or even think about talking about a guy, lose my motherfucking number. You know what, guy? I put her on fucking punishment. You see that? Hey, didn't talk or anything, and she went fucking crazy. And when she came back, that's what she said. No, I'm sorry. I will never do that again. I'll never do that again. I'm sorry. And look, and I was like, okay, because I know how it works. But what y'all guys do is you think if you challenge the woman that you're going to lose the woman. You've already lost her. As soon as you think that, you've already lost her, bud.
Yeah, you know, because one thing about it, I ain't being challenged. Now, you could ask whatever question and whatever have whatever doubt. But what I'm saying is when I see it is a doubt, then I ain't got no business fucking with you.
Right.
Period.
Oh, we got a call.
I just don't get them, man.
Yeah, no doubt. 727, what's good with you, brother? What's your question, man? What's up?
Man, what's going on, fellas? Man, first off, I just want to take the time and say, man, I appreciate y'all for giving this game to us young fellas and older cats. But quick question I want to start off with is I've been dating a shorty for like the last 6 months, but I recently just broke up with my kid's mom a year ago. And so, long story short, my kid's mom, I lost my job and stuff. So the shorty that I was dealing with, she pretty much put it on me like, look, if you want this abortion, you come up with it. So I kind of had one of those moments where I kind of vent to my kid's mom, and she gave me the money to take care of the abortion.
Brother, wait.
Long story short,
Tell me. How old are you, brother? How old are you?
I mean, I'm 31.
All right, now listen to me, young man. This is what I'm saying to y'all guys. Listen to me. If you have a pride and a faith and you're loyal to yourself, why in the fuck are you getting someone pregnant that's not worthy of your sperm? Why the fuck are you getting someone? Why the fuck are you dating somebody right now? Why aren't you just out there fucking and having a good time and protecting your fucking seed?
Let me tell you something. She on two different type of birth controls.
Man, but why are you, so you didn't wear rubber?
I mean, for 6 months, man, this shorty got me good, man. Like, she a radiation assistant. She told me off the rep. Like, she made me go get tested. I got tested for her, you feel me? She got fibroid tumors, so she take two different birth controls. So I wind up, you know, believing her. Her period didn't come, you know, on the 22nd of February.
Did you fuck with rubber? Why did you fuck her without a rubber? Why did you fuck her without a rubber?
Man, I mean, I,
come on, man.
I really
then
can't explain.
Your question is what? What about the baby mother? The baby mother gave you the money for the abortion. So what's your question, man?
Man, so the baby mother, my kid's mother found out about her. I'm still dealing with old girl, but now my kid's mother, you know, she wants to come back in my life, and she's willing to meet the girl. But I just want to ask y'all, man to man, is that like the smartest idea for me to do that? Yeah, y'all shaking y'all heads, man, but damn. Y'all, I'm asking her, like, because...
Stop. Who the fuck said you a man? This ain't man to man. This is man to male. Because listen to your weak ass talk. You are king, motherfucker. You should be having these goddamn simple peasant problems. Oh, my baby mama this, and my girl this, and my girl wants to be baby mama, and what do I do to me? Man, y'all motherfuckers are the reason why women don't respect y'all, man. Bud, what you want to say on this shit, man?
I'm just listening to this bullshit, you know. It's sad, man. People just really think this is something when all he got to do is have some nuts and decide what he wants to do, period. Then do it.
That's it.
You think the goddamn shit, you figure it through, and then you fucking do what you come up with. You don't need to call in asking no goddamn stupid-ass questions, trying to make whatever you think, you know, some kind of way right. Because that's what they all do. They call in, and they know what they think, and it's stupid as fuck, but they try to state it in a way that you ain't going to necessarily kill it. That's why they take so long to
talk.
No,
I want the real. Well, I want the real. And I appreciate the real from you fellas, to be honest.
You ain't real. You don't want it, brother. You don't want the real because you're ready for this, young man? You ain't even real to your own motherfucking self. So how the fuck can you get the real? And this is what we're telling y'all. You ain't even real to your motherfucking self, man. You a grown goddamn man running behind your ex-woman getting money to take care of an abortion from another bitch that you just, that suckered you out your sperm? Listen to yourself, man. Listen to yourself, brother.
Man.
I don't understand y'all, man. When are y'all going to value yourselves, man? I'm not saying not fuck people. I'm saying that, look, why are you dating her? Tell me, why are you dating her for 6 months? What's the reason?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. The reason is, man, all right, so I used to be big in IT. And with me and my kid's mom, man, me and my kid's mom, we had like a little domestic violence dispute. And so I lost a lot of stuff, man. I had to start all over. And I wasn't even trying to like jump back into a relationship. I just wanted the girl to do my hair, man.
You fucking stop, please. Your domestic abuse, your domestic problem didn't happen after you had them motherfucking kids. Your domestic dispute happened before you even got the motherfucking woman pregnant because she was bitching your ass out and you let her do that shit, right? Right?
No, I mean, I'm going to be real with you. I never had any domestic violence with her, man. I'm going to be honest with you, man.
this shit. Y'all can't even be honest with y'all selves, man. You wonder why women don't want to.
Look, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I went through a lot, man. This stuff happened 2 years ago. I mean, I let her go 2 years ago, but me and her been good friends for the kids, you know.
Wait, bud. Oh, my God. You went through a lot? Really? What did you go through? Oh, my God. What did you go through? What did you go through? Oh, my God. Tell us. Oh, my God. We want to know what you went through. You went through, man. Fuck what you went through, nigga. I don't give a fuck what you went through. Know what you went through? You went through what the fuck you were supposed to go through because you weren't standing on shit. I want to hear that shit. That's how women talk. You don't understand what I went through. That's women talk, man.
You don't know what I've been going through.
This motherfucker really said, this motherfucker really said, hey guys, you don't know what I've gone through. Are you fucking serious? What? Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry, sir. Please. Hey, sir, excuse, wait, sir, please. Tell us what you've gone through. No. Yes.
All right, so what I went through, man, I came from making $72,000 a year to having to work at Jimmy John's, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been going to college for the last 4 years to get my computer science degree. I moved my family across the country. You feel me? Her and my two kids at the time, we wound up having another baby out of town. And long story short, you know, with the Mormons out there, with me having this case, I had to move back to my hometown, Michigan, man. And so when I moved her back here, you know, things got a...
Brother, yes, sir. Brother, listen to me. As a man, you create your own world. Every move you make, you got to look at ramifications to what you're doing, and that's what you men don't do. And this is why women don't see any value in you, because you don't see any value in yourself, brother. What I'm saying is this. You have made several choices because you didn't know how to navigate your life like a man. And you thought that, you know what, you had a baby. And I'm not knocking you for being a father, okay? I'm not here to knock your children. They're here. But what I'm saying to you, and I'm saying to all you young men out there, is that you must build, navigate, and have an understanding of who you are, why you are, and how you move. And you must be willing to say no to a woman. And you got to be willing to walk the fuck away. If you can't do that, you got to get out the game. Because if a woman knows she can walk all over you, she's going to walk all over you. And that's what's happening. You're robbing Peter to pay Paul now because you've taken the umbilical cord out of that relationship and you try to plug it into another woman that fucking lied to you. And you're still with the woman, right, that you're dating, right? Right?
We ain't together, but no, I just fuck her. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay, but wait. Okay, so now you're not together. So now you got two kids to the left. Is it two kids from the old one? How many kids from the left one?
No, so I actually got four with my baby mom. We actually had another baby, but... I just got four kids with the one woman. My other girl, we got no kids. She just recently had an abortion.
Okay, listen, brother. Listen. What is your question? What is your question?
Man, my question was like I said, my kid's mother, she is willing to meet my new friend. She pretty much wanted to come back in my world, and I was just asking y'all man to man. You know, after all of this, even though I did this abortion thing with her, is that a smart opportunity? Is that a smart...
Come on, guys. Y'all see lying. You just said you wasn't with the bitch. Now you asking me that her, she wants to meet the woman that had the abortion? Come on. Y'all see why y'all lose? Why are you lying, man? Why? Why do you lie to me? Well, I don't have nothing to do with your life. Why are you lying?
All right, I ain't mean to say she ain't shit to me, because I mean she still contribute to me. You feel me? Like she's still in my life. When I want to get some, when we want to chill, we link up. You know what I'm saying? But overall, it ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I ain't trying to.
Can you tell me why you want these two people to? Why do you want these two people to meet? Why? Why?
Because I'm going to be honest,
why?
Man, the one that I'm dealing with, she's stable. She got the money. She take care of me. And I ain't trying to sound like no, no.
Wait. You're not talking about the woman that lied to your fucking ass and got you pregnant. That you ain't. You're talking about somebody else, right? You're not talking about the woman that lied to your motherfucking face and told you about she can't get pregnant, got pregnant. We ain't talking about her, are we? Yeah, we're not talking about her, are we?
Damn, Jack, come on, man. Just let me, come on, man. You're killing me, bro. Yeah, we talk about her.
I'm not killing it, man. What I'm saying to you guys that are listening to this show right here is that this is why you guys lose to women and will never get the respect of a woman, because you have no fucking self-respect for yourselves, man. You just said, here's a woman that lied to you, that told you that she had radiation treatments and all this shit. She couldn't get pregnant. You fucked her raw, which is your fault. You got her pregnant, who lied to you. And now you want the woman that lies to you to meet the woman that abuses you.
Damn. I didn't look at it like that, man. I'm going to be honest with you.
Brother, you know why you didn't look at it that way? Because you never taken a moment to look at the man in the motherfucking mirror. That's why you can't see what I'm trying to get you to see. You should already see it. But again, I understand a lot of you young men don't see it because you never looked at yourselves the way you should see yourself. A lot of y'all don't see yourselves that way. How do you feel that you're not worthy of a fucking woman? But again, when you're not worthy of yourself, a woman is going to start to run you and abuse you and get what she wants from you. You become the bitch in the relationship instead of being the man. You are a man. You're a fucking king. You're a god of gods. But yet, you're sitting here and you're allowing two women dictate how you navigate your life, brother? Come on, man. Where's the self-respect?
All right, so let me say this, John. I feel like this personally. The girl that I'm dealing with, she's a great teacher. Like I was saying, she's a radiation sister.
Stop. Tell me what all that bullshit has got to do with the fact that that fucking woman lied to your motherfucking ass and got pregnant. Tell me what the difference. Tell me what that has to do with anything. Please, I want to hear this. Because she can fucking walk on goddamn water, but she lied to the king.
Yeah.
She lied to your name. She lied to the best thing that you got going for, and you want to reward her? Get the fuck out of here. Y'all got to be kidding me with this shit. Oh, but she's got a good job, and oh, my God, she makes a lot of money, and she's a good... Is she really a good woman, brother? Is she really a good woman? She lied to your fucking ass and got pregnant. Is she really a good woman? And then on the other side, you got an abusive woman. She fucking abuses you, and why the fuck are you... Why are you dealing with these women? The king does not deal with peasants. I don't understand what y'all don't get. If you are the sole controller of your universe, why are you fucking with people that are below your fucking shoe? Dirt under your shoe type people. When are you going to demand more of these women? When, you're not even demanding anything out of these women, brother.
Damn.
What are you demanding from the woman?
Well, I mean, I can't keep telling you, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting money from her. I feel pathetic, you know what I mean, even saying, like, you know what I'm saying, my shorty was giving me bread to.
Hey, brother.
That sounds a low vibration.
Stop. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. number one demand that you must have as a man is time and respect.
Right.
If you ain't worth my motherfucking time, you're gone. And if I don't fall into respect, fuck that love shit. If I don't fall in respect with your ass, you're gone. What are you bringing to my kingdom if you're not being respectful and you're not worth my time? Then you are a waste of my time. But yet, you see how women are quick to motherfuckers go? Even though they're very naive, they are more caring about their time. They'll cut your ass off and forget about you. But yet, you have someone that lied to you, not worth your time, disrespecting you, and you want to have, you want to take her and introduce you to the other one that's abusive to you, disrespectful to you, and a waste of your time. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Man, I'm about to go hit 200 push-ups because, man, you shouldn't have. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you.
I don't want you to do 200 push-ups. I want you to do 200 push-ups here. Don't work the muscle here. This muscle. Create a standard and be willing to fucking die for that shit. That's what makes you win. That's what makes you mysterious. That's why they want you. That's why they can't live without you. That's why, let me tell you something. Let me tell you about the drug. Because I got a drug factory. We're going to be talking about my drug factory tomorrow, guys. But in my drug factory, you know they make the best drug of me in my factory. My little, I got in the woods in my universe, man, I got them motherfucker taking my plant leaves. I told y'all earlier today, they take my plant leaves. They'll smush them up and mash them up to get it real pasty. They'll put that shit in the oven, pull it out, cut it up in cubes and squares. And all they do is dole it out to women. That's their number one job, is to dole out my drug. Cause I'm a motherfucking drug. You're going to get addicted to me. And it's not me that you're getting addicted to. You're getting addicted to how I think about myself. That's the addiction. It's not about my body. It's not about my clothes. It's not about money or my cars. It's the addiction to why do I think the way I think? Why out of all these other guys that I could fuck with, why are you the only motherfucker that thinks for himself, to himself, or about himself? Why? You want to know why? Because this is my addiction right here. The plant to get in is the addiction that y'all see right here. It's my fingerprint. I am all about me. I am selfishly selfish. I am loyal to me, and I'll never cheat on me. I'll never do that. I'll never cheat on me. And you know when you cheat on yourself? Is when you let a woman walk all over your ass and you don't do nothing about it. That's when you're disloyal, and that's when you cheat on yourself. You cannot let these women get away with shit, but yet y'all let women get away with stuff. But you don't under, for a lot of you guys, you don't understand. So what you do is you let women borrow your time and you waste it with them. Does that make any sense, guys? All right, 727. I'll let you go. I'm going to talk to these guys for another 20 minutes, but I'm going to talk to my chat room dogs, but I'll throw you back in, okay?
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate you, man. God bless you.
Yeah, you know, don't God bless me. God bless yourself, okay?
Appreciate that.
I don't want you. Listen, brother. I'm very conceited, and as much as I would love for it to be about me, man, honestly, it's not about me. It'll never be about me. I'm just trying to get you to find your mother, that motherfucker in the mirror where you can tell that motherfucker, I love you. I got your back, and I'm going to ride and die with you. The roads are going to be tough. There's going to be storms. There are going to be things that knock us down. But you know what? if there's anything else I got in this world, is you. And I promise if you say that in the mirror, that motherfucker say it back to you. I promise you that shit. Promise you say that
on
shit.
My life,
that
I believe in mirror talk. Like, I truly believe in the law of attraction, man. But that's what I was just trying to get at. Like, I know it came up.
Stop. Will you fucking believe in the law of you? Fuck this, I don't understand, man. You, man. Fuck the law of attraction. Why can't you be attracted to yourself? Why can't you love yourself? Why can't you honor yourself? Why can't you be loyal to yourself?
Right.
Fuck all that law of attraction bullshit. That's why you in the situation you in right now. Well, the law of attraction seems that, you know, you're a Pisces and I'm an Aries and, you know. Come on, man. Come on, dog. Come on, man. We want you to build a world in your mind where you have all the answers. All the answers. You have them, man. That's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying, young man?
Yes, sir. So do you feel like personally I shouldn't have called you and just kept my answers in my own mind and just did it myself to say, hey,
okay, listen. No. Let me tell you why you did a good thing today. Let me tell you why. Because you seep to your own level of thinking, okay? And your level of thinking is so low, you can't see beyond your thought because you don't believe in yourself enough to be able to expand your thought to be selfish enough to say there are things I got to do. You know what? Hey, I may love that ass, man. God damn, her ass is just so round, and I love her hips. I love her thighs. I love that pussy. I love her titties. I love the way she give me head. I love the way she treats me. I love all that shit, right? But I love myself much more to let her fucking ass go. But I love me above all things because I'm always evolving me. Are you a DC or a Marvel guy? Are you a DC or Marvel guy?
I'm a Marvel guy.
Okay, so let's talk Marvel. Who in the Marvel universe wants to take over everything? What's his name?
What's his name? Dude from
Thanos.
Thanos. There you go.
So what I'm saying to you is, where is the Thanos in your mind that conquers the planet in your mind? Remember, brother, if you're only using 10% of you right now, why aren't you going for the other 90? Why are you sin? I don't want the 10. I want it all. And the only way I'm going to evolving is by getting it all. And as I am growing and evolving myself, I'll run into a woman that piques my interest, right? And yes, okay, just like you guys, yeah, I'd love to fuck her, right? But wanting to fuck her and being sexually attracted to her is two totally different things. She got my curiosity enough. Well, yeah, I hit that ass, but that's not enough for me. Because I know how I operate me, and my me will never allow me to just settle for a motherfucking woman that can't do shit for me. Do you hear what I'm saying? Me.
Yeah.
Me. I didn't say anything about her. Me. Does that make any sense to y'all that's listening? The only way you motherfuckers are going to grow is set the course in here to start devouring fucking planets. Go beyond your mind. Gentlemen, I know y'all think I sound crazy. I know y'all think I sound crazy, but man,
no, you don't. You don't.
You haven't even tapped into your greatness yet, man. When you tap into it, man, and you begin to see that I'm always evolving, and it's going to be scary for you. And you're going to lose so many people along the way because you're moving at a pace in which the average guy would never even imagine being on. But you want to know why you get the mystery, why guys like us are a mystery to a woman, why they are attracted to us, why they think about us, because we are constantly working on ourselves. Do you listen to rap music?
No, I really don't, man. I know it's probably bad for me to be African-American, but I'm not really into
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Who you listen to? What do you listen to? What do you listen to?
Man, I listen to music without words, man. I'm going to just be real with you, man. I make my own music, so I freestyle off of beats.
Okay.
And then wait.
Follow me on this. All right, I love classical music. That's the only way I get to shut my mind. The only trick to me to shutting the way I, because I only sleep like 3 hours a day. So my mind is always a constant work, and that's a problem being like this. But the only way I can shut my mind off is listening to classical music. I'm just being honest with you. I love that. Just listening to classical music calms me. But what I'm saying to you, okay, you make beats, okay? I'm going to use the beats to show you how your mind should work. Now, what's the first thing you do when you make your beat? Right? Mm-hmm. First thing you do, right? Try to get the speed or the rhythm. Right. Okay. That's the first layer. Then maybe you'll have an idea. Maybe you want to lay some strings down or a piano down or maybe bass, maybe drums down. But what you're doing is in your mind, you're doing it, but you're putting it into reality. You're laying down in your head. You have the beat in your head, but you're so You're so sophisticated that you are able to break the beat up in your mind to be able to do what in reality? Make the layers on what they call tracks, right? You're able to lay one track, two track, three track, four track, five track, right? So in order, once you get your track down, right, then what do? You begin the process of mixing the tracks. You pull this button up, this button down. So you're mixing the tracks because you want that beat to sound like the beat that you have in your mind, and then you know it's right, okay? Does that make any sense?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. But you're not doing that with yourself. Everything that you do and think of should be a track that you put in your mental mixer. And then you adjust the knobs of the track to your specifications. The woman's the last thing. You got to work on you like this. And every track. Guess what? And y'all guys, and I tell all the guys that's listening, y'all, you do this already, and you don't even realize you're doing it. You know what you're doing? You've already done it. If I ask you what 10 plus 10 is, what are you going to tell me?
I'm going to tell you 20.
If I ask you what 5 plus 5 is, what are you going to tell me?
I'm going to tell you 10, zig, zag, zig.
Right. If I ask you one more, 4 times 2 is what?
4 times 2, that's 8. Build or destroy.
Okay, let me ask this question then. How are you so fast to access that information and so quick to answer it with the most confidence? Because in your mind, there is a place that you've already created that you go to access when you're asked the questions. What comes after the letter A? What comes after the letter A?
Me.
I know it. Wait, listen to me. I know it sounds crazy, but listen to how you access information, how you did it. It's not me. You answered the question.
Yeah.
Because you believed in it enough to create it in your world to go to it when it was time to access it. So why can't you do that with your laws, rules, codes, your standard that you have for yourself? Why can you do it with words, alphabets, colors, and shapes and shit, but when it comes to you, you don't do that shit? Think about what I'm saying, man. Think about what you would be like if you could access you as fast as you can count and know your alphabets.
That'd be
crazy.
Do
you see what I'm saying? Well, no,
yeah.
It's not crazy. It can happen. Here's the beautiful thing about being a man. Whenever you want to turn the fuck around, you can.
Yeah.
But I'm just letting you know, to be honest with you, when you turn around, it's going to be thunder. It's going to be lightning. It's going to be no electricity. And it's going to be a land that isn't tilled. There's no, it's wooded. It's a wooded area. You want to know why? Because you've never cultivated that part of the land of your mind to build on it. You build on the land of your mind. You build to your specifications. You build it. And you know what? And you know what's going to stop a woman. Like you're saying, okay, she does this for you. She does that for you. But you, why can't you do it for yourself? Where in your mind, where's your culinary school at? Where's the culinary school at in your mind? Where when you go in your mind in that culinary school, in your mind of your world, shit, you got the breakfast level, you got the lunch level, you got the dinner level, and you got when she comes over my house level of chefs that are constantly doing work to put you in a position of value where when you walk up to a woman, you so motherfucking cold that you like, hey, this is your opportunity. Either you going to take it or not. But you don't, but see, remember, y'all don't think about, see, all you guys listen to me. I want you guys, if you have not doing this, please write this down. Everybody that's listening to me, write down Peytonville. Write down, it's a Peyton Manning commercial. It's like an insurance commercial. But if you listen, let me see if I can play the commercial. I want you to listen to this. Hold on. Let me see if I can play the commercial. Listen. All right. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can play it live for y'all guys to see this shit. Okay. Here we go. All right, listen to this. This is a Peytonville commercial. Okay. Y'all just hear what the fuck he just said? It started in his garage. And he had to move it somewhere else because it's so big. But his Peytonville, he can tell you every motherfucking house, every person, what their job is. And their job is you. They work for you to expand you to a point where you never make it about women. See, the more you make it about yourself is when you change the game up, my brother. You see what I'm saying? Right. You see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
I mean, that makes absolutely sense. That makes absolutely sense. And that's why I was trying to get at, like, the shorty who I'm dealing with, I'm saying she co-signed. And back to what you were saying earlier, you were saying, why am I relying on them?
Where is the shorty in your mind that's doing the work, brother?
That's what I was trying to get at. Look, real quick, John. After that little domestic stuff happened, like I told you, I've been doing IT for the past 7-8 years. To have to come back here and have to get a job at Jimmy John's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was the only thing willing to work with my background. All the IT jobs was passing me up. I did get discouraged. I ain't going to say I got depressed. You know what I'm saying? I did get discouraged having to leave my rent from being 920 to having to go to the 600 range. You know what I'm saying? But overall, you know what I'm saying? I have my own computer company that started in my garage. You feel me? And so now I'm expanding myself. And my kid's mom, she sees that, and she wants to be a part of that. And the shorty that I've been dealing with. Now, it ain't even about the women. Like you said, it's about me at the end of the day. Because I honestly can't say I don't give some fucks about them. I'll be lying. I would be lying. But at the same time, should I enjoy them on my team? I enjoy the assets that they bring. I enjoy the things that, not just the ass cheeks and the titties, you know what I'm saying, but also, you know what I'm saying, how they work for me on social media. You know, they sending out my hoodies off Etsy and stuff. So, overall, you know,
Let me ask you a question. Simplify this, because I got to talk to the chat room dogs. Let me do this before we wrap this up. Are you in your kitchen? Are you somewhere where you at? You go to your kitchen right now, get a cup of water for me.
Got you. Hold up.
Go get a cup of water for me. Let me show you something.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Got a cup of water? Let me know when you got a cup of water.
I got it.
All right. Do you have a cup of water, or are you just saying you got it? Do you have a cup of water?
No,
yes, I
have to look. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear this. That's water in the jar right now.
Okay. Okay, you have a cup of water. Now, go in your refrigerator. Do you have any, like, orange juice or lemonade? Do you have some other type of liquid?
Oh, man. You about to make me waste some juice, man. All right, I'll do it. Dang, man.
All I'm asking you is, will you please just listen to me, please, okay? You have a cup of water, right? What I want you to do is take another cup and just pour a little bit of juice in there. Just a little bit in that. Just a little bit of juice in that second cup.
All right.
Okay. Now let me ask you that question. I want you to do something first. Take that little bit of juice and drop it in that and pour it in that cup of water.
Okay. So you got diluted.
If that juice was poison and you poured it in that cup of water, could you drink that cup of water?
No.
Why? Tell me why.
Because it's tainted. It's going to corrupt my body. It's going to do damage to my...
Now, let's look at all the shit you were saying. Oh, she does this for me. She does that for me. Oh, she's like this. They do this for me, okay? That's the water. But let's look at the little piece of poison. Disrespect, drama, bullshit, lies. And you're dumping that in and you're trying to justify why you should drink that shit. Thank.
All right. That makes sense, yeah.
All right, man, let me talk to my dogs. All right. Well, I'm going to talk to my chat room dogs, man. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Yep.
You have a good night. All right, thank you. Okay. All right, guys, let me talk to y'all real quick before we wrap this up about time, because that's the thing we want to discuss real quick, just talking about time. We're going to do we'll do another – I do another 30 minutes on this because it's very important to me that y'all hear this. And, gentlemen, if you have a question, just put a question in there. The lines are down. No more lines. We're just going to – if you got a question, just ask a question. Just put a Q in there, and we got you. But let's talk about time and why it's got to be the most important thing and why it's the one thing that will draw a woman into fucking with you. See, a lot of you guys want women, and a lot of you guys just don't understand how time works. Don't understand women want what they cannot have. If you think about, again, what I told you before, if you think about the villains and stuff, let me see if I, if you think about the villains, I'm looking at something real quick. Where the fuck is it at? I can't find it. Shit. I can't find that shit. All right, but like I was saying before, if you gentlemen take a moment and you think about the villains, okay? If you think about the Walt Disney thing, like I told you guys out there, what is the one thing that those villains were about in all them goofy-ass Disney movies that women watch? Those motherfuckers never wasted time. They know what they wanted, and they went after it. Remember I told you guys the secret of all this shit. Secret of all the stuff that you're looking at and you're following is as easy as a Disney fucking movie these girls watch when they were young. They don't want the knight in shining armor when they're older. They want the bad boy. They want the bad thing that subconsciously is woven into their emotions, who doesn't waste his time. He knows what he wants. He goes after what he wants. Now, again, like I told you, it's Disney, so you know the motherfucker ain't going to win because Mickey wants, you know, that happy ever ending type bullshit. But what bad guy have you ever seen that says, you know what, fuck, man, I'm a sit on shit and wait? No, they always have a plan. And the plan will never be the woman. The plan is what they can do for themselves because they're selfish as fuck. That's why most of y'all guys are having problems with women, because you're not selfishly selfish. Women are selfish. Women are selfish. and they're allowed to be selfish. They are very selfish. They're cunning. They're conniving. They're selfish. They lie to themselves. They're insecure. And they love men. But with that being said, they're selfish. Because what they're saying to you guys is when they meet you, what the fuck are, who are you and what do you bring to the table? You don't think that's okay. No, like I gotta say, man, that ain't cool. But if they're doing this shit, why can't you do it? Now, I don't mean that if they do it, you got to do it. What I'm saying is that they're at least selfish enough to force you motherfuckers into buying them dinners and all that goofy shit. They force you to do that shit. They're saying, if you want some of my time, you got to pay for it by taking me out to dinner or I'm not going to talk to you. And you guys are, oh, my God, I got to do it. Man, fuck that shit. You don't have to do anything except evolve. That's it. The most dangerous man in the motherfucking game is the man that evolves and is all about himself. Dangerous. Dangerous. She can see what's beside of her. Right, because the lies are on the side of her. The indirect, the beating around the bush and all that other shit's on the side of her. But she can't see truth because she's not used to truth. I tell you guys, I'll never knock you for wanting to fuck a woman. Because I know y'all want pussy. And I'm not gonna be real pussy and all that, because I mean it ain't, but for you guys it is. But how can you get the pussy if you acting like one? How are you going to get the pussy if you can't tell the woman no? As soon as you open your mouth, you're telling her how to treat you. As soon as you approach her and you open your motherfucking mouth, whether it's online or offline, gentlemen, you're telling her how to treat you. And they don't see you want something. Women don't want you to know this. Women don't want you to know the truth. Women are walking fucking lies. That's the truth. Behind the makeup, behind the eyeliner, the weave, the fake eyes, fake nails, the push-up bras, and everything they cake on to sucker you motherfuckers is a woman that is insecure as fuck. Insecure. But I ask you guys, what if you, not saying in a physical sense, but on a mental level, what if you can be the thing that rids her of her insecurities? What if you can be the thing that rids her of her insecurities? Who do you think she's going to be hooked on? Because she's hooked on the makeup. Oh, man, she'll cake that shit on. She's been caking that shit on since she was like fucking, what, 5, 7 years old? All up to now, she's hooked on the makeup, on the push-up bras. She watches TV to see the next outfit she should wear because some movies that they're very naive, gentlemen. I'm not saying they're stupid. They're very, very naive because they're under the impression that that fucking dress is going to rid her of something she's never going to get rid of. That's where she's naive. But look, you know, that's why they have a bunch of dresses in their closet, a bunch of shoes and a bunch of purses, because they're very naive thinking that the makeup, the push-up bra and all that other shit is going to rid them of something that's here that only a man has access to. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to get you guys to see. Well, what if you can be that way? But how do I begin to be that for her? Gentlemen, I did it in the show a few days ago, and I'll ask you the question. When's the last time the makeup took her out to dinner? When's the last time the purse, the shoes, or the dress kissed her ass? Tell me. I want to know, because they never did that shit. But yet, why is it she needs those items to feel good about herself when these items never kissed her ass, never took her out to dinner, never begged, never bartered, never fucking tried to say, please be with me. They don't do that shit. But why do the women want that shit so bad? It's because whatever that thing is, she knows is going to take away something here, gentlemen. The game will always be here. She will always go for the items that are not trying to force her to take. I always tell you guys, you don't believe me, I'm telling y'all, think about this. Why do you guys think that when y'all go to the mall, where's the first thing? When y'all go to the mall, let's say you go to Dillard's or Macy's or anything like that, why do you motherfuckers think when you walk in that fucking mall, what do you see? The jewelry up front? The makeup is up front. The fucking eyeliner's up front. The shoes are over there. Purse is over there. Dress is right there. Before you even see your shit. Y'all don't even see it. Every time y'all go into a Dillard's, a Macy's, a JCPenney, you name the store, as soon as you walk in the main entrance, not the side entrance, when you walk in that main entrance, jewelry, makeup, purses, shoes, dresses. When you're walking in the mall, what do you see in the window? Purses, shoes, dresses. Because what the game knows is that you don't have to ever run behind a woman. She's just got to see the value in you without you trying to force yourself on her. But see, they ain't going to teach you that shit nowadays because they're so busy bitching about women, complaining about women, poor me about women. What I'm saying to you guys is this. Show me a purse that says you got to take a woman out to dinner. So if the purses, dresses, and shoes and the makeup are not taking them out to dinner, why the fuck are y'all doing that shit? Tell me why. Because you know what? Somebody somewhere told you that, you know what? In order to get the woman, you got to be a gentleman. Guess who told you that shit? Probably mom. If it wasn't mom, it was somebody on TV. Oh, no, you got to take her out to dinner. Show her kind of, man, fuck you. I'm not doing that. You don't have to take a woman out to dinner to have her impressed by you. You know what impresses her? When you show her that you ain't really impressed by her. And I'm not saying fake that you're not impressed by her. How can a man be impressed by a woman when that man is all about himself? And I want y'all to think about what I'm saying. Think about what Unc is just telling you right now. Think about what I'm saying to y'all guys. Tell me, any of you, how are you going to win if you don't have the mentality that, you know what, I'm going to win at all costs? But you know what I'm going to win? I'm going to win for my motherfucking self. I'm not winning for the woman. I'm not doing this shit for women. Gentlemen, I tell you all the time, man, the game will never be about women. But like I'm saying to you guys out there, what's important is there's certain things that you've got to say to yourself when you meet a woman. Okay? Let me hurry up and do this because we don't have much time. You got a question. Go ahead and ask. Just put a Q in there. And I'll be happy to answer the question, but I showed you this before, and I'll show you again. Right now, your mind should be operating. Scale that is greater than anything you see. It's constantly working, constantly pushing buttons. It's constantly evolving you so you can have access to yourself. There should be things inside of you that is constantly building you, constantly evolving you. So, gentlemen, so when you decide, when you go out that thing, you already know what kind of woman you already want. You're not going out to find a woman, but you know what it is you're looking for, and you go after what you're looking for when it comes up, but you know what you're looking for. But it's not just knowing what you're looking for. It's also going forward and accessing another part of you that asks yourself, okay, you know what? How am I going to exchange information with this woman? How am I going to talk? How am I going to make her smile? How am I going to make her blush? How am I going to make her think? How am I going to make her react? But then when the two of you really start to talk, you must have a standard that says, okay, you got a nice body. You got round titties. You look good. You're sexy as fuck. Hey, that's all good. But in my mind, what are you bringing to my castle? Can you cook? Can you clean? Can you fold clothes? Do you know your place at the dinner table? What are you bringing to me, gentlemen? But y'all never ask yourselves that question because you never thought that deep to really benefit yourself, because you think just because she's got ass and titties that you got to do what the fuck she says. As men, we don't do that. Okay? We don't do that. Chad Morris, you're absolutely wrong, sir. But you know what? This is how you do it. See, when you see someone lying, see when someone wasting time, look, guys, you don't get mad. You just get rid of them. See that? You don't get mad. But this is what I'm saying to you guys out here. What I'm saying, let me see, I'm not a pimp. I'm not a pimp. I'm an ex-jiggler. I'm not a pimp. I can't answer any pimp questions. How do you feel about women trying to come back weeks and months later when they started being disobedient in the first place? This is what is very important that you guys don't understand. If you didn't set a standard with her from the get-go, she's never going to be trainable later on, because you have got to set the standard when you first meet, okay? Now, if she comes back, then you have to have enough pride in yourself to let her know, all we're going to do is fuck. We'll never have a relationship. You'll never be at my place. I'm coming over for dick and bubble gum. And that's it, and I'm all out of bubble gum. And if you don't like that, then bye. I don't need you in my life. I can meet you on any corner, on any street, in any city, in any state, in any motherfucking country, but you'll never find a motherfucker like me. So we either going to do it this way or the highway. That's it, keeping it real. What to do with a woman that has three kids and she put hands on you? Gentlemen, this is what I don't understand with y'all guys. Why do y'all guys always involve kids when you're dealing with women? Okay. A woman who has kids equals single mother. Okay. A woman who has kids that you don't bring kids into the situation is just a woman you fucking with. I'm not trying to be daddy. I'm not trying to take places of other men. I'm saying that I'll never bring up the kids because your kids are none of my business. I don't talk about kids. That's number one. But the woman didn't put her hands on you. That's where you're wrong. You allowed the woman to put her hands on you because she saw weakness in you and she felt that she can hit you whenever she wanted because you ain't going to do shit about it, brother. Come on, man. That's what I'm saying. Thank you, 137 likes. We appreciate y'all. We only got 12 more minutes left. Any more questions? Because tomorrow we're going to be talking about Peytonville. We're going to be talking about that, man. I'm going to let y'all look at the world, man. I'm looking forward to that. But what I'm saying to you guys is this. There are no dumb questions. But the thing that you have to understand is that think about the questions that you're asking. Why are y'all asking questions that have everything to do with women, man? This is not what the game's about, okay? Game is about you guys out there. We're going to air. Bot, as I missed the question. Post it, Bot. I'm sorry. I'll answer your question. I answer your question. Thank you, 140 likes. Now y'all being assholes. Y'all know when y'all say thank you, y'all like the thing. I always got to say thank you, motherfucker. So now y'all being assholes, but I love y'all. That's when we chat room dogs. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there, okay, I believe in you. I want you to believe in yourself. Next question right here. Can you ever make a comeback from the friend zone? I'm not saying you can't, but think about this, brother. Great question. But I want you to think about this. You can't make a second impression. The first impression you make is what is going to be ingrained and woven in her mind. That's why I always tell you guys that I want to get to know you in an intimate way. Intimate. I don't want to be your friend. I don't want you to like me. The reason why I came over here, this is why I came over, because I want to get to know you in an intimate way. And you know what? All we're going to do is this. I'm going to give you a choice. I want y'all to listen to this. I'm going to give you all a choice of something. Because at the end of the goddamn day, no matter how you want to spend it, she has got to go after my name. She's got to climb my mountain. She's got to do it. She's got to prove she's worthy of me. Do y'all hear what the fuck I'm saying? She's got to climb the mountain to show you she's worth something. And you know what? When she shows me she's worth something, this is what she gets right here.
TheManMindset.com welcomes you to the Book of Ass-Man-Ments. Follow these and you can avoid the friend zone. Rule one of the game. Stop fucking cupcaking on dates. What has she done, my son, for you to spend your hard-earned money on her? You take her on a date. Only offer her one of three places. You decide. Tea or coffee? On the corner of your face in the pillow and your ass up in the air. Feed the ducks. At lake, spread your ass cheeks. And last but not least, hot cocoa at the corner of my dick on your forehead and my balls in your mouth. Let the suckers buy dinner. Go for it with this one ass-manment and see if she is even worth your time, my son.
And what I'm saying to y'all from the Book of Ass-Manments is that every one of you guys can create your own Book of Ass-Manments for yourself. Nobody, guys, please write this down. We're about to write this down. Write this down. Write this down. All my dogs listen. Write this down. There are only three laws. Nobody will ever tell you this real ass shit I'm about to tell you. I always tell my regulars, but I'm going to tell y'all if y'all knew. Write this down. And this is all you got to live by. I swear to you. There are only three fucking laws that you must abide by in this world. Law number one, don't kill anybody. Because, you know, the first 48, the way they got technology, they'll catch your ass 9 times out of 10. That's law number one. Law number two, especially if you're black, if the fucking speed limit is fucking 20 miles an hour, don't you be driving 50 miles an hour. That's called the law of the road. That means that there might be a chance if you go past maybe 10, 15 miles past the speed limit and you get pulled over. For some of you motherfuckers, y'all might get a ticket, but a lot of you motherfuckers, y'all might get something else. So that's the law of the road. So those are two laws. Third law, law of the job. When you go to work on time, do whatever the fuck you do, take your lunch break, get your job done and go to fuck home, collect your check. Law of those three laws are the only laws that you got to abide by. So what does that mean? This is the beautiful thing about being that man that they want. You can create your universe to your specifications. Fuck everybody else. You can create your own laws, rules, codes, standards for yourself. And that, and I'm not talking about women that have to follow this shit. Your parents have to follow this. Your brothers and sisters have to follow this shit. Your nieces, your nephews, cousins, smurfs, elves, unicorn. Everybody's got to follow your standard or you ain't fucking with them. That's what makes you a strong and powerful motherfucker. They're not ready for a motherfucker like you. But you know what? Keep listening to them goddamn TV shows. Every kiss begins with K. We got a new diamond thing. Because right now, we're at the tail end of sucker me season. We at the tail. Right now, these women are already got your tax money planned on what they want to do to spend it. They already think, man, oh, girl, here's this purse, girl. Oh, there's that Louis Vuitton bag, girl. Oh, yeah, I already got this money spent. These motherfucking women are smart enough right now. They already got your money spent, and you don't even see that shit. But, gentlemen, let me ask you a question. What if you lived in a world where you know when they get their tax money or get that other sucker's tax money, and she's going to go get you that 55 or 60-inch 4K curved TV. She's going to buy you those Jordans that you want. She's going to buy you that watch. She's going to buy you those shoes, those diamond earrings that you wanted. She's going to buy you that cologne she wanted. She's going to take her money and spend it on you. Don't you want that kind of stuff? Don't you want that investment where a woman invests in that? Question, Ray, I'm sorry, I missed it. Should you date single mothers? Hold on a second. Let me get to this guy. Let me see if I missed any questions real quick. Let me answer this question. I'm going to say it to you guys again so y'all can understand me. I am not dating a single mother. I'm spending time with a woman. The only time she's a single mother is when you motherfuckers either bring the kids in this shit or you let her bring the kids in this shit. Guys, let me tell you something about women that y'all might not know. There are a lot, let me explain women for you guys. Let me explain women to y'all motherfuckers. Follow me on this. It's single mothers. Follow me on this. Okay. Let's take a woman who has a lot of guys that want her. And, you know, she got the Instagram followers, Facebook followers, Snapchat. Man, she living high off the fucking horse. She getting the free drinks, the free meals. Man, she living good. Everybody's kissing her ass, right? Okay? She runs into a motherfucker that fucks her, gets her pregnant, right? Now, I'm not going to say her value drops, but what happens is this. Okay, now I'm talking about the mindset of the woman here, all right? She has the baby, but here's the thing. She is then responsible for the kids. So guess what? She can't go out like she used to. She can't live that life. So check game, peep game on this shit. From Monday to fucking Thursday, diapers, school, clothes, feeding. It's kind of like the Cinderella story, okay? She's got to make sure that school is done, food for some baby. She's got to literally be a mom from Monday to Thursday. Now, follow me on this. Now, we know ladies' night is Thursday, Friday and Saturday club, right? Or going out partying. Man, let me tell you something. Most of these women know, like Cinderella, I only have a small block of time to get my fuck on. Because I'm tired of the Willy Mammoth. You know, I'm just fucking myself crying. I don't feel sexy anymore. I want to feel sexy and I want to feel wanted. So what do you think these women do? Grandma, mom, babysitter, friends, can you watch this so I can play Cinderella for a few hours? And what y'all understand is she's not going out there to find a guy. She just wants some stiff motherfucking dick 9 times out of 10. So what happens? This is where a lot of y'all guys go wrong. See, when y'all motherfuckers see a woman, why do you think women tell y'all you're at the club and she like, yeah, I'm a single mother. Yeah, I got kids. I got to get, you know what she's saying? I just want somebody to say, you know what, look, I only got like 3 hours, man. Can we just get over and get to fucking? Can we just start fucking? Fuck everything. Wait, let me see if I got that clip. I think I got the clip. Let me see if I got the clip. And if I don't, I'll load it up. Let me show y'all something. Let me show you snowflakes some shit. I'm going to show y'all some game and shit, all right? I want to show y'all some game and shit, all right? So give me a second. I got to find – let me find a spot. Oops, sorry, guys. Let me find a spot. Let me find what I'm looking for. This is the man mindset. I'm the Dean. Rolling with my dog, Bud. Bud left early. But, yeah, let's go to – let's go ahead. Let me find – see if I got it. Hold on, be right back.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to themanmindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O. And you're listening to themanmindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
Damn, I wish I can't find that shit. Motherfucker, I didn't load it up. God damn it, I didn't load it up. Gentlemen, what I'm saying to you guys is this. I don't want you guys to get involved with the children, okay? I don't want you to get involved with the kids, okay? If a woman has kids, let her spend time with the kids. A lot of women out there, they miss the old days of just having fun and letting their hair down. See, y'all guys have given single mothers a bad name because y'all are making it about the kids. And what y'all don't even understand is some of these women don't even want you to meet these fucking kids. Some of these women protect their kids. They don't know you well enough to have you involved in the kids. But you know what? Women are fucking. Things happen. Some women have children. See, the one thing, let me answer this question for you, Ray. This is where y'all got it wrong. Let me explain something to you. All single mothers are not equal, and the problem is everybody's trying to throw them all into one barrel, okay? Some women have kids, and they're married, and the marriage doesn't work out. That's why they're single. Totally different. Some women, like Kobe Bryant, like Vanessa Bryant, is she a bad woman because she's a widow, because her husband died in a crash? Every woman has a different story. Some of you motherfuckers lie to women and gas them up on a, well, I'm going to marry you. I'm going to be with you forever, girl. Let me get some of that pussy. Y'all get the pussy and roll. So does that make her a bad person? See, a lot of y'all guys, and then another, some of you guys say, well, oh, fuck that. She's a single mother. I ain't fucking with her. Wait a second. Whoa. Who said make anything about the kids? By the way, just because she's a single mother and that's something she does, if you bring up the kids, because this is what y'all backdoor motherfuckers do, y'all go get a football and want to throw football with little Day-Day and shit, or you want to go with little Porsche or little Chrissy, whatever her name is, and you want to get some tea set, and you want to play tea house with her because you think that's going to give me the pussy faster. Man, y'all better stop doing that shit. Listen, her being a single mother is what she does, but that doesn't make her a bad person. What I'm saying is that you can separate church from state. You can spend time with the woman, but not the mother. Two totally different things. She's a mother when she's with her children. She's a woman when she's not with her children. So what you do is what you do, but y'all guys are doing it all wrong. Listen, every woman has, you know what, come on, guys. Women have kids. That doesn't change anything. But that doesn't make her bad because maybe she got in a bad relationship. And I'm not fucking defending women. I'm just being real with y'all motherfuckers. But a lot of you guys think that single mothers or women are bad. I'll never say that they're bad. Let me see. God damn it. Now y'all want to ask all these goddamn questions. Should I just spit some slack? You mean like something like that? Okay. What you're saying is like you going to an ice cream parlor and saying, hey, guys, do y'all serve ice cream? Listen to what I'm saying. Gentlemen, I'm going to tell you how smart women are. Please understand, they're not stupid. When you say hello, hi, good morning, how you doing, how's it going, what's up, hey, all right, ready, smile. You know, she walked by you like, she knows you want to fuck. When you say something to a woman, she knows you want to fuck. Now, how are women smart enough to act stupid like she doesn't know? Because when you try, excuse me, like you say, listen, brother, listen. I know you guys want to fuck, right? I know you guys want to fuck. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing to want to fuck. But it's a bad thing when you make it all about fucking. Gentlemen, they don't think like us. They don't move like us. They don't operate like us. They operate off of something called feelings, okay? Feelings. They are emotional people, okay? So if there is not a connection here, then you're going to have to work for the motherfucking pussy. If there's no connection here, and all you're doing is beating around the bush, you're going to fall into the friend zone. But if you are walking on the eggshells, you might become creepy. So it's a fine line you've got to walk. Now, how do you get through all this bullshit? Is by letting her know, look, again, I am sexually attracted to you. You are allowed to tell a woman that. And that is that faith. It's a difference between saying I want to fuck you and saying I'm sexually attracted to you. You can get away with the sexually attracted because that's the fucking truth. Now, I know you want to fuck, but this is why I'm telling you not to just go about fucking. The man that wants to fuck, gentlemen, is the man that doesn't have experience. You see what I'm saying, Solo? You see what I'm saying, my brother? Listen, she knows you want to fuck her. She already knows that. But what she's trying to determine is, who are you? What are you? Why are you? And let me see what you're going to do. And if you're, well, what do you do for a living then? Hey, you know, how's your day going today? What are you up to, girl? She like, man, this motherfucker trying to get some pussy. So you know what? Let me go ahead and grab my little Oscar, and I'm going to pretend like I'm stupid as fuck. Oh, my day is going good. You know, I did this, and I did that, and I did that. Oh, really? That's really good. Yeah, that's really good. And all you're doing is your Pinocchio, she pulling the string, and y'all don't even see that shit. Because she's already got you set up for the downfall. She's already prepared. You know why? Because when you finally put your bid in, guess what she said? Oh. Are you serious? You mean to tell me that you like me all this time? No, you're kidding. No. You know, they know how to do this shit. But wait a second. Hold on, Lonnie. Let me say something to you, Lonnie. Let me say something to you. I'm not going to say that's right or wrong, but let me tell you where you drop your value, motherfuckers. Wait a second. Don't think that they are the only one that loses fucking value. When you're walking on eggshells, you lose value. When you're beating around the bush, you lose value. When you don't believe in yourself, you lose value. So don't think it's just women. This is why they ain't fucking with y'all. Because y'all have already lost value in their eyes. Because y'all ain't keeping shit real. Y'all ain't keeping shit real. Oh, let me finish what I was saying. I got you on that one. What I'm saying is this. Is that she will play that shit off. Let me show y'all. Y'all want to see what the fuck I'm talking about? Let me give you a prime fucking example. I got that shit. Let me give you motherfuckers a prime. Oh, I can't do it. Damn it, it's off. Can I do it? No, I can't do it anymore. Damn it. I should have showed y'all before. But let me tell y'all guys something real quick while we chop it up. Listen. problem that you guys are having is that you guys are not being when a woman, or excuse me, what throws a woman off, all right, is when you keep things real with her. She knows you want to fuck her, right? But she's going to play dumb enough to see what you're going to do about showing her that you want to fuck. And what do you guys do? Let's be friends. Hey, you know what? I'm not like that asshole, Steve. You know, he's just a jerk. Goes after what he wants. And all he wants to do is fucking. And if he doesn't get any pussy, he's gone. I'm not like that. I'd like to take my time. You know what that fucking woman's saying? Man, I'm not fucking you. If you have an opportunity to show her that you're not like everyone else, and yes, you want to play it safe. What's an example of walking on eggshells? What do you do for a living? Where was your last boyfriend? What are you looking for? I'm guessing. I mean, when y'all talk about shit, guys, why do you think I tell you guys when you talk to a woman, the first thing you should do is set up the date? Because you're reinforcing the approach. Because when you approach her, you should let her know that you're clear. Because, like, look, this is why I approach you. This is what I'm looking for. And I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. Right, that's it. That's what I want to do. That's what I motherfucking want to do. But a lot of you guys don't want to go at women this way. A lot of you guys don't want to talk to women this way. Because a lot of you guys out there think it's bad to tell a woman that you find her sexually attractive. There's nothing wrong with that. That's why I'm talking to you. I got a standard. I ain't talking to no mud ducks. Shit. Fuck no. I'm used to talking to beautiful women. That's why I'm here. But I showed you guys to use what they always bitch about you about to use against them to throw them off. Remember the chess game, the moves, and everything you got to do. Y'all don't even see it, and I'm going to explain it to you. What is the one thing that a woman does? Or what's her? All right, let me show you this. What's a good tick tack? Wait, what's a good tack tick? Good tactic. Oh, tactic. Solo, my brother. Check this out. I can't wait to talk about my world tomorrow. I got to get all that shit together. I'm going to have so much fun with that tomorrow. Right, listen to me. As a man, you're either going to do two things when it comes to women, okay? You're either going to keep practicing bullshit or you're going to rehearse who the fuck you are. That's it. There's no middle ground. Nobody talks about this shit, but I'm going to explain what I'm talking about. When you look to throw shit up on the wall, what is shit up on the wall? Tactics, strategies, pickup lines, gimmicks, just saying some silly shit. That's a man that practices himself. I don't practice. I do a thing called put my bid in by rehearsing who the fuck I am. See, when you practice, you're saying that woman is so fucking special that you have got to adjust who you are to even get her attention. And that's why you guys lose, because all you're doing is practicing. You're never rehearsing. Two totally different things. See, when you practice, you just trying shit out. But when you rehearse, you know what you're doing. You know what you're saying. You know why you're saying it. You know what you want to do. You know what? Listen, let me tell you my rehearsal. I know. I'll go in to the start. I know. I guess I'm going to go all over the place. I know I can make her smile because I've rehearsed that. I know I got a building, and I'm going to show you tomorrow. I got a building for all the smiles. I got my workers working on ways to make her smile right now as we speak. I got a building that is a blush building. I got a building to make her think. I got a building to make her react. I got a building to make her think about. I got, now that's just one little section of my universe. I got them motherfuckers working on me. Like I told you before, I got the motherfuckers in the woods doing the drug of me. I got them working on my cocaine, my weed, my crack, my rock, all in my mind. I got motherfuckers working all the time. I got my little studio where I mix my motherfucking game up with my mouthpiece. I got that going on for me. I've got my culinary area where there's breakfast, lunch, dinner, and there's that motherfucking my desserts. Remember I told you, let me, guys, I'm showing y'all some game here. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but follow Unc. Let me show you the culinary motherfucker that I'm talking about. So y'all don't understand the culinary side of me. See that right there? That's the culinary side of me. That's the motherfucker to see. But hold on a second. See, the culinary side of me took this because I'm creative. I got an imagination. I'm adventurous. Yeah, I took this, and guess what? I created that. But see, that's what I'm saying. So when I'm trying to tell you guys is I have so many things in my head working at my pace. So I already know what I bring to the table, right? So if I know what I bring to the table, then why not be keeping things a buck with it? Because I rehearse. I don't practice. I know when I see a woman, I know what I'm going to say. Guys, why do y'all think, like all my new, see, y'all are new. A lot of you guys, we're going to play a little game real quick. I'm going to show y'all how the difference between rehearsing and practice, okay? For a lot of you guys out there, I want you guys right now, we're going to do an exercise. I want you guys to type things that women say to you to throw you off your square. And I'm going to show you the difference between practicing and rehearsing. Because when you rehearse what you say, that means you're the current and you're the wind to get it back on where you want it to go. There's nothing a woman can say to me right now that I cannot take what she says and guide it where I want to go. Gentlemen, just do it right now. I'm going to show you. This is how game works, man. Game works is it's coming off the top of your dome. You don't need a Twix moment. You don't need to pause. You don't need to